Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Newark, New Jersey, on our line for Republicans.
All right, my question is, at what point did you hear, did the like, the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network, with few exceptions. Like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Mike O'Mara's taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think the times were different.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
They're protesting the fact they don't think CBS is cowardly at all. These are the guys who got the Hitler movie through CBS. Very upset they canceled the Reagan movie.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Yankit, and all the ships at sea.
Yankit.
Reluctantly. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike.
Thank you, Robbie and Hyatt. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. It is November 5rd.
Right. Yeah.
And here's the phone number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. Canada.
Canada.
We call that USA Life. Phone number 800-636-1067. Rob, I said, would you be a deer and grab me a music bed?
You got it.
Thank you. Bye then. And from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Well, hi there, Don and Mike. Both Burbank here.
Hi, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey!
What happened? Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Be a deer.
True deer.
And I guess it was, well, listen, this was a discussion we were having before, and I'll bring it up later. Bye-bye then versus by then versus by now, which is the worst.
By then.
Well, this is a point of...
Easy, slam dunk.
No. There is one school of thought that thinks by now is more of a dismissal. You know, okay, by now.
I really think that by then is the ultimate dismissal. By then.
By that. Well, what about...
When Rob said, and I base it on when Rob's on the phone with somebody.
What about...
Nice talking to you. By then.
Yes. What about bye-bye then? Let's go to the original by then or bye-bye then. Dick Van Patten from many years ago. A phone message to Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten.
Listen to the energy here.
I get back next Saturday night. I see you'll be here Sunday, the 19th, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Right? The 20th. So, I guess I could see you there, guys, then, on the 20th.
Right.
Because I have to leave again on Monday.
Mm-hmm. What's he say?
Okay, let me know how we can work this out. I go back to Salt Lake City tomorrow.
Okay, here it comes.
But I'll be home today.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Now I think you're basing that on Dick Van Patten's energy level.
That's bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
As opposed to bye-bye
then. See, I think bye-bye now is still friendly, and I think Van Patten was extremely friendly, even though tired.
Tired, right.
Right, Rob, would you agree with that?
Bye now.
It's so hard to say because it really brings tone into it. If you say bye-bye now definitively, that means it's over.
But if the issue that we're dealing with is dismissive, if what's the most dismissive way to say goodbye? I think the bye-bye now is just now. It's like a term of the present. It's like he's not.
So it's bye-bye then
is past tense. It's like your history.
It's the same on. Oh, so it's not the same on bye-bye now as bye now.
Bye now is well, you know what?
Use the old algebraic thing of inversion, where you say then bye-bye. You know that.
Then bye-bye. Bye-bye then.
We'll have this discussion. Thanks for your input, Buzz.
This and other pressing issues.
That's the one I think is most dismissive.
Later on the show, a couple of things right up front. First, Mike, all I can say is I am overwhelmed by the media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 9.
Pretty astounding, isn't it? This program has generated this kind of heat.
Of the entire Washington Redskins debacle. I know a lot of you out there are wondering if we are called on the carpet. The answer is yes. There is electricity in the air.
Ooh. Yes. A lot of tense, tight sphincters.
Because as you know, I had a lot of things to say yesterday about the Washington Redskins and little Danny Snyder.
Well, you know, you're a season ticket holder, and you have every right to talk about that.
And I'm urging everyone to boycott the game this week as by way of showing little Danny that we don't appreciate the way that he's...
Hey, don't use that word.
That he's running the team. Now, the only thing that I've been instructed is please, and I was asked, and I wrote it down when it was said to me late last night. Boycott is an ugly word.
It is an ugly word.
No, I'm not asking you to boycott the Redskins game this weekend and join me. I'm not asking you to boycott the Redskins. If you have tickets this weekend, I'm urging you not to boycott the game.
Uh-huh.
I'm urging you to avoid the game. Bar the game, blackball the game, blacklist the game, brush off the game, cut off the game, embargo the game, exclude the game, ice out the game, ostracize the game, outlaw the game, pass by the game, pass up the game, prohibit the game, prescribe the game, refuse the game, reject the game, shut out, snub, spurn, spike, withhold patronage from the game.
Uh-huh.
You didn't like that one? Boycott?
You got more?
Well, Mike, why boycott the game this weekend when you can circumvent it? When you can condemn it? When you can deny it, disallow it, discourage, eliminate, enjoin, exclude, exile, forbid, freeze out, frustrate, hinder, indirect, interfere, keep out, limit, obstruct, ostracize, outlaw, override, preclude, prevent, refuse, reject, restrain, rule out, segregate. Yes, segregate the Redskins game this weekend. Why boycott, Mike, when you can banish, bar, blackball, ding, exclude.
Ding?
Yes, ding, D-I-N-G.
Ding. Wow. How about that one?
Or bypass. It's bypass.
Snub.
On the list.
Thumbs down. Deny. Cold shoulder. Brush aside. Scorn. Send away.
Sorry.
Accuse.
Sky.
Blacklist. Blame. Castigate. Censure. Charge with. Criticize. Damn. Declaim. Decry. Ostracize comes up an awful lot.
Ostracize is a good word.
Almost every one of these dictionary.com things.
I've been ostracized before.
Eliminate, embargo, expel, prohibit, prescribe, ward off, veto, throw out, expel
ye,
shun, oust. Snub.
Shun, that's an old Quaker word, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Throw out.
There they are.
So anyway.
Or bypass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We've not figured out exactly what we're going to use yet. Hello?
It's always about the heart with you.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys heard this morning on the 5 a.m. Channel 9 News, Frank Herzog mentioned the fact that radio personality Don Geronimo was urging season ticket holders to burn their tickets.
Yes. Apparently that ran last night on the 11 o'clock news.
Uh-huh. And did he say burn the tickets? That's ancient history. Right. Why isn't Frank getting updated on the story?
Frank, and if you want the exclusive, just call me.
Come on, Frank.
It's not boycott. It's not a burning.
It's a bypass.
And it's not a boycott.
It's a shun.
It's a blackball, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brush off. It's a cutoff. It's
cut off.
Exclusion. It's we should find the one. Is it a condemning?
Yes.
Of the Redskins? That would be one I would vote for
this particular week. Right.
It's a rejection. It's a vote against, thumbs down, scorn, rebuff.
Scorn's a good word. We've liked scorn on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those of us who are married often eat scorn flakes.
Delicious scorn flakes. Pop and scorn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Ostracize.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
A pretty word.
That's
you got a bunch on there that are lovely, lovely words.
Mm-hmm. Embargo is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to embargo the Redskins game this weekend because Dan Snyder is such a bad guy, just such a bad manager,
mm-hmm.
such a bad guy. And if you want more on this topic, I urge you to read today's, I hate saying this because there's such a rag, but today's Washington Post,
uh-huh.
The guy who normally I comment on is being George Willish,
mm-hmm.
The guy, Thomas Boswell.
I like Thomas Boswell.
Well, what he's written today in the Post is pretty much what I'm saying, except he's written in a very eloquent manner,
mm-hmm.
Where basically he's saying the same thing. Hey, step off, loser. You know, step off.
Right.
Do what all rich punks do who don't really know anything about sports and have lucked somehow into money.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the team and then step off.
Yeah, let the football people do it.
You know, I might want to do that. Step off might be a good one for this weekend. Just step off.
Step off. Like step off the bus?
Step
off. Sir, would you please step off the bus?
Whatever. Just step off.
Now, you got better words on that list. You got much better words on that list. Step off is too much like what we do when we play that Canadian song. Take off.
I know. Oh, well, now, there you go. Thanks. Now we got to find that.
What? I'm sorry. I just, you know.
I'm kidding. It's right, Mike.
Thank you.
You know, I just like it. It's just a keystroke away, Mike.
Step off, eh?
Hey, take off. Right. No, we got it. We found it. We're not prepared for it.
What's that guy's name again that sings that song?
Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee.
From Rush. And they are from, go ahead, you want another one?
Canada.
I don't know. You see, we've never given it a pre-assigned key. That's the problem.
So it's hard to find?
That's the problem. We have
we should fix that.
We have 50 pre-assigned keys.
This is so amazing.
Where do you want to put it?
Now, there are a lot of keys that we don't use anymore, but some that I don't want to get rid of.
I should explain what you're talking about, because people probably don't know. You have a digital audio player here.
Yeah.
It's called, what, an instant replay?
Instant replay.
And it's got a bunch of keys on it, and numbered, and you can put different sound effects and music beds.
Like number 22 is
Joe.
Right.
Like, that's an easy one to throw in anywhere.
Joe.
You just push 22.
Joe.
And after a while, I just kind of memorize where they are, and I don't even...
Sure.
It's like I could play concentration and tell you, you know, which one was which number.
If you had a bigger one of those, we would not have tape cartridges in the studio.
Right. Now, here's one we could get rid of.
Rob Spiewak!
Oh, God. Oh. Well, then who would you go to Miami with?
Let's see. What could we get rid of? Well, I don't want... See, now, here's what we don't use anymore. I'd hate to get rid of it.
You can never get rid of that.
No. Right? That's Dennis screaming. And I don't know, this one, Rob.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Yeah, because you know what? We wouldn't actually lose it. We just bump it down a notch.
When I go over here...
Oh, yeah, bumping it. All right, that's fine.
Because, see, and I see some here that we have the old-fashioned way on these, like, 8-track tape cartridges.
Right.
It seems to me that this one should be in the machine.
Let's hear this one.
This is more of a go-to now on the show.
What a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Yeah, that's
right?
Terrific. That should be on there. Where is, you talk about that Rounders one that you had. Where is the one in my club?
Is that
a tape?
That's right here. See, that's...
See, I think that ought to replace the one that you have in there.
Oh, no, but see, this is one that we would only play coming out of a commercial because it's 38 seconds.
So that's actually used even more, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
This one is filed.
Yeah, all right, good. Well, I'm happy with that.
Over here.
I tried to get connected there for a second.
Yeah. I think we'll get rid of...
Mr. Son of a Beach.
And turn that into the other one. And there you go. Then when it comes up, I'll have it right there. Are you doing it right now?
Sure, nothing to it.
All right, take off.
So would that be easier than, would that be easier when somebody brings up Canada?
Take off.
You're on it. I like that.
And listen,
that made me feel powerful.
Listen, speaking of Yankit,
oh, my favorite store.
Yankit food stores.
Uh-huh. If you have the ticket,
mm-hmm.
if you have the winning ticket of the Don and Mike Impossible Contest, that says,
yes.
Whenever we mention Canada, and Take Off is played. If you have the ticket, your right. Yankit ticket,
mm-hmm.
that says it will take key number 39 on the machine. Wow.
Get ready.
What
get,
can I say?
Get ready for America's favorite snack treat.
Well, we must be reading different cards because I have a new BMW every day for the rest of your life.
Oh, I had no idea that they had. I thought it was just a twisty.
And don't forget, cars. Also a chance to win the Montreal Expos.
Or the Washington Redskins. So that's a car, a baseball team, and America's favorite snack food.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
A delicious twisty.
So listen, this... I thought we were not going to discuss exactly what a twisty was.
Well, we didn't.
Well, you've said it's America's favorite snack food.
Yeah, that's not discussing what it is.
Well, let me just say one man's favorite snack food could be another man's favorite sexual device.
Oh, see, we didn't discuss that yesterday. We were talking. I think we got as far as to say, I like.
Well, maybe I'm talking about the adult twisties.
We're going to sell more of them now.
The adult twisties that are available at Yankee.
See, I said that a bunch of times yesterday on the show. What's America's favorite? Remember when we were quizzing people? America's favorite snack food?
Yeah, I remember, but I thought it wasn't it the smushy or the squishy?
No, that's the sloppy.
You watch that. Sloppy.
No, and I said, don't worry about sloppy.
The amazing thing is I stopped by my local Yankit on the way to work,
yeah.
and they've now set aside an aisle that you have to be 18 years old to get in.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. Adult products.
Adult twisties.
Dr. Yank.
And it comes in four.
Doc Yank.
Doc Yank in four great sizes.
All right, so...
Yank full of nuts.
So here is the...
what the hell's the deal with the lights in here?
Mike, don't be worried by that light. That's just a light that says we're off the air.
Ah.
We've learned to work through that.
Yeah, we can work through that. Who needs a transmitter?
Exactly. So... again, please don't go to the Redskins game this weekend if you have tickets, because really, it's the only way to show this guy.
Making a little statement
that nobody really likes the way he's running the joint.
That's true,
and that it'd be better if he was just hands off.
And it's a combination of things. It's not just the fact that the team's not winning. It's several things. It's fan dissatisfaction with the whole experience.
Right, and
start making it a little easier for people to go to the game, get in and out of the game, all that kind of stuff.
He's already got our money, and I'm speaking to fellow ticket holders, mm-hmm. or as I like to call it, rubes. he's already got our money.
Right.
But say if just for 1 week, this one game, you didn't go to the game to give him a sign of protest. And let me just say this also, and this I swear on my kid's life, this has reached. The Washington Redskins. This has reached the level of Dan Snyder. He is acutely aware of this.
And you know what I think, really? If you're talking about a way of making this situation better, that's their job. To come up with something to maybe give back to the fans a little bit,
What's great, though, and what the hell, I'll just say it. What's great is that in the back of their mind, they're convinced... I've heard worst-case scenarios, numbers that have been tossed around. I don't know if they came from their guys or our guys, but somebody thinks that maybe 30,000 people won't show up this weekend.
Wow.
Now, listen, there's no way that's going to happen. If that's the case, if we get on this show and say, okay, don't go to the game, and out of
30,000 people don't show up, you and I are coming in on Monday asking for a raise.
Yeah, right. Now, what's 10% of 80,000? 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think if 10% of the people who have tickets to the game didn't go, and remember, the reason you're not going...
I think that would be a successful shunning.
Oh, sure. The reason you're not going is because you're protesting...
It would be a successful embargo.
The way the team is being run, and more importantly, and this is the issue now, because remember with Snyder, and this is one of the main complaints with this guy, it ain't about, no matter what he says, the tradition of the team or the winning and the community. No, let's all be honest about it. It's about the Benjamins.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about for this dude. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So, for 1 week, he doesn't sell 8,000 beers at $8 a pop.
It's about the ostracizations.
So, that's what we're urging.
Right.
And all we've been asked is not to use the...
The B word.
The B word, which we're not going to. So join us and snub the Redskins. Now, this is certainly not to say that you, not to say that you can't
happy
watch,
snubbing.
Watch the game on TV.
Sure.
It'll be there on TV.
Listen on the radio.
Listen on 106.7.
And, of course, you bring up another fabulous Yankin product when you mention that, because who doesn't like a nice bag of snubs?
Oh, they're delicious.
Rob can't stop eating them.
The ranch flavor?
You know what I don't like, though, about the snubs that you get at Yankit? What I hate is when I would get the Chipotle snubs, and then when you're done eating them,
right,
you have that aqua color on your your fingers, and like you wipe
I don't know where they get that food coloring.
You wipe it on your hands and on your shirt and your pants, and you get it all over you.
You got it right by, usually to the left of the cash register, you can buy some snub mitts.
Do you like the regular snubs or extra crunchy?
Oh, I like the extra crunchy.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Cool. You like your snubs with cheese?
I just like the standard snubs. I know you like, what is that, Chipotle seasoning they put on them now?
Yes, Chubb's Grande.
Chubb's Grande, and Rob likes the ranch.
Yank it.
I like
Cool Ranch. Yank it. Chubb's Grande. Or Snubs Grande. Snubs Grande.
Family size, the better buy. Well, the family size is good, but I just prefer the regular traditional cheddar snubs.
I get the six-pack because then they stay fresh.
This is true. Well, the six-pack also has the variety of flavors.
And the dipping sauce.
I want to say also, you can get your free, no cost, really, no cost, your 2003.
Right. Well, now isn't it 2004?
Well, no, Mike, we're still in the calendar year here. You get your official 2003 Super Bowl Here We Come Redskins sticker at all area Yankets.
Participating Yankit food stores.
Super Bowl Here We Come.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
I think this little man Snyder ruined the team with that big old patch he put on everybody's uniform.
Well, we've discussed patches. Listen, my friend, are you a ticket holder?
No, I'm not. But if I was, I definitely wouldn't be going.
There you go.
Hips and nuts.
Never mind. See right
hip
there.
Hips and nuts with candy and butts. What? What is? If it's some butts with candy and nuts.
Oh, what a party we'd have!
Why right now?
Oh, what a party we'd have!
Sorry, I was still thinking about snubs.
So, yeah, omit the game. Refuse the game, set aside the game. Anyway, let's hit him where the one place we know we can get a react. You know, here's what you do. I've seen this in movies. You find a pressure point. Like, remember in Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise goes undercover and that FBI guy or the CIA guy has got the old-timey hat, he says, well, what are we supposed to do to find him? And he says, he gets through all the security, we've trained him.
Right.
Everybody has pressure points. You find out what they are, and you poke at them.
Right.
Well, listen, Dan Snyder's is right in his right pocket, right next to his ass cheek. It's his wallet.
Well, and I think that maybe, you know, what I'd love to see come out of something like this is to acknowledge the fact that maybe the experience is not what it's been in the past, and to do certain things. I can't tell them what to do, but make certain changes that might make the experience better. I would love to see that happen.
If you could be a part of NFL history, would you?
Would you?
Would you? Would you?
Who?
Would you embargo this weekend's game? Only if you are a season ticket holder, and please don't give the tickets to somebody else.
No.
Because what we want to see on Sunday is a show of solidarity, a bunch of those empty seats.
Right.
To make the statement.
That's right.
We're going for at least 10%.
At least.
Will 10% of the crowd at the stadium on Sunday.
And what statement are you making? You're making this statement. We're tired of the way it's been going.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, and join the Redskins this weekend.
Let's enjoin him.
Mike, I'm sorry. My eyes keep going back to ostracize.
Yeah, a wonderful word.
Let's scorn them. Let's dismiss them.
And, of course, I like shun.
Here's a good one. Let's censure them.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's very political.
Let's implicate them. Let's vilify them.
Ooh, I think we've done that.
Vilify's a good
one. Ooh!
Vilify's a good one.
Vilify.
Okay, so that's coming up this weekend, and we'll keep you informed.
Right,
right here on your official, and I don't want to say boycott station, on your or your boycott show, on your official criticism show, on your official discontent show, hiss. Now, who wants to, what are you going to say, hiss?
Hiss?
On your hiss station.
And a message to Mr. Herzog.
Right here on Hiss FM.
Frank, get up to date on the story, okay? The whole ticket burning thing was like light years ago.
They won't let us do that.
No.
here on Hish FM.
Hish.
On your vinification station.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's the name.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, just wanted to thank you for the chocolate polyps and the Fromunda string cheese at my local Yankee.
Oh, man, I tell you, who doesn't like chocolate polyps?
Everybody.
Yankee chocolate polyps, man. Okay. I mean, they're a tradition.
And listen, if you get a chance, get them with nuts.
Oh, fantastic.
They're great.
I like the, you know, once again, I kind of like the traditional, but, you know, they're not bad with almonds.
Now, listen, we got to talk about tomorrow's show. Here is the deal tomorrow. And I see that we have all calls. Now, some of them use the B word. Joe, when you're screening these calls, you can't say it's a boycott because we've been asked not to say that.
Right.
It's a rejection. It's an ice out. It's a freeze out. It's
I like that.
It's an over.
Tenth Avenue.
Yeah, it's a segregation. And again, I'm just going from reference.com.
Yes. Rob
segregation.
Rob might have forced that word.
Scribbled that in.
I don't think it's an appropriate
listen,
word.
Here's what we're doing on tomorrow's show. We're giving away a trip, a two-night, three-day trip for two to Dallas, Texas to see the WWE Survivor Series. This is a trip in a couple of weekends, Sunday, November 16th. Only an in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox cable system now to order. If you are a digital customer, you will enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote.
Wonderful.
Bottom line here, it's a free trip to Dallas to go to WWE. Now, we've done What Would You Do contests before.
Right.
We've done Gross Out contests before, but I don't think we've ever done What Would Your Wife Do?
What Would Your Wife Do?
Now, we're going to have to ask you to call in on this. This is not one of those deals where you can just expect people to show up tomorrow.
No. Yeah, we want to get a little advanced knowledge here.
We want to know if there's enough guys out there with talented wives or crazy wives.
Flexible wives.
Come down here tomorrow and do whatever it takes.
We interrupt this program to activate the emergency alert system for the Washington, D.C. metropolitan operational area because of a local weather emergency.
The National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for Montgomery County in central Maryland until 4 o'clock this afternoon at 3:21. Doppler radar indicated a tornadic thunderstorm over Boyds moving east at 45 miles an hour. Law enforcement officials reported a tornado on the ground. This is a life-threatening situation. Take cover now. Some locations near the path of this tornado include Aspen Hill, Colesville, Damascus, Gaithersburg, Germantown, Montgomery Village, North Potomac, Olney, Poolsville, Rockville, White Oak, and Boyds. A tornado has been confirmed. If you are near the path of this tornado, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Do not take shelter under highway overpasses. They offer no protection from violent winds. Blocking the road will prevent others from reaching safe shelter. Again, National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for Montgomery County in Maryland until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Of getting naked ladies down here. You know, people that say that are completely spot on.
But also, you know, if there's, Mike, I want to say,
I know what you enjoy. Yeah. You enjoy that.
If there's some talent out there.
Yeah, you like talent.
Bring us your wife.
And if you want to ask me my dream act, I'll tell you right now, it would be a pregnant woman. Not so far along. I'm saying like 3 months along.
Uh-huh.
So that
okay.
She barely shows.
Yeah.
And that the teeth fairy's been this year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, would I like to, you know, you squirt that milk. You make that for me right there.
That is big for you.
That's
right. You've been a fan of that.
That's big fun.
That is Jim Mora, man.
Sick. Now, the thing is, you can just say, like, as a horn dog,
you know, here's
we want
deal.
Naked girls to come down here.
But you know what?
I'm offering up
what's
an honest
amazing is
an honest.
I would
talent.
Think, having been a father and gone through that would not be your bag. But, you know, I know that you're not alone. If you were alone, I'd say, you really, there are people that, you know, there's an industry based on that.
I just offered out a possible talent that a wife could have.
Yeah.
A possible talent.
That's right. Your thing.
Yeah. And also I like the ping pong ball thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But that's just, again, that's just me.
See, and maybe I am even worse than you, because I just say, bring them down. Yeah, bring the twins down.
Yeah. See, I need a little more than that.
Yeah, I mean, well.
And, you know, and Mike, and it's a show. It's a radio show.
Well, they'd have to be like, you know, you'd have to do something with them.
It would just be a spectacle.
Some sort of.
Are you talking about her bosoms?
Well, some sort of act would have to be involved in this. You'd have to have some sort of talent. You'd maybe have to paint yourself up some way or you know, and make it special.
Your wife probably has a talent. Anyway, you want to call us and tell us, check with her and see what would she do for WWE Survivor Series, a trip to Dallas. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. And let me see if we're going to get any calls about this now before we hit a break here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know the number to this Dan Snyder for the football team, for the Redskins.
Oh, yeah, I know his number.
Got it in your phone.
Sure.
Why don't you call this guy and challenge him to be on the show and tell him exactly how you feel about
this? Yeah, because he's going to take me up on that challenge. And I have his phone number.
Right.
It's 666. you can't miss it. It's like you go... And the next thing you see, it's ringing.
Hello.
Yeah. All right, goodbye. Get out of here. People are still talking about the, it's not a boycott, the circumvention.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one you like the best?
Shun.
The shunning. The shunning, it shall be.
You're shunning. You're basically turning your back on the
thing. Right. You're turning another cheek. The shunning.
No, you're not turning another cheek. You're turning your back. You're turning your other cheek. That means you just go sorry, and you'd go to the game.
When I meant you're turning your ass cheek. You're turning around. You're showing your ass.
I understand. When you say turn the other cheek, though, you know what that implies.
Okay, shunning. So that's it. It's shunning. Shunning.
Somebody's got to look closer in his Yanktionary.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. I can only manage so many crises at a time.
And this, you know, I I've been with you 100% on this thing, but let's make no mistake. This thing, this is your baby, and I'm going to give you, you know, now that the heat's off, I'm going to give you credit where credit's deserved, you know, because frankly...
Unlike yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yesterday the heat was on, and I was... nervously going along and, you know, backing you up on this and saying, hey, if you go down, I go down. Now that the heat it really is kind of off on this thing and we know where we stand, can I just say this really was your baby? If I said it yesterday, I might have been accused of being a coward.
Guys, I hate to break in here. I've been asked to pass this along. A tornado has touched the ground in North Potomac and is headed toward Gaithersburg right now. So this would be a tornado warning for people in that area.
Oh,
that's North Potomac and Gaithersburg.
And but
I didn't even feel like that kind of day outside.
Yeah.
Unpredicted. Go figure.
Any reports of any damage or anything?
Not
like
yet.
That?
It just touched down.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
I'll let you know.
That's a lot of houses out there.
Yeah, sure is.
Thank you. That's an area here in D.C.
Right. Yeah, we apologize for that for around the network, but we have to do that.
You couldn't have waited until the commercials, Buzz, to tell us that Gaithersburg is blowing away?
Didn't know when that would be. Lives could be at stake, though.
He used to live there, man. That's cold.
Used to.
Yeah, right. Bingo. Bingo, baby.
When you have dialed,
hello.
Not answering.
Hello.
Please try your call again later.
Oh, hold on.
Zero, zero, one.
I don't know what's happening.
Tornado.
Zero, zero, zero. We got a break here. We have to go to break. Mike, it's okay. Mike, don't leave.
He's out of here.
He's in Gaithersburg. It's a tornado, for God's sakes. Come back. Do the show with me. We're talking about the shunning.
Just then.
What?
My foot was asleep, and I think I almost broke my leg.
Wow. Okay, we'll be right back.
Know the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo, man, you said we were going to Sizzler.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Someone needs to ask Ellen. I love the fact that our shunning is growing here now. ESPN.com was just on the phone.
Come on.
And they'd like to know what our goal is.
Ah.
I think...
send a message.
The goal is 10%.
Right.
You know.
Are you talking about a number goal?
Yeah. What is the goal for the shunning this weekend of the Redskins game? Now, I only bring this up on the air because this company has a crazy policy, at least with me and Mike,
mm-hmm. Right,
that... we are to, Mike and I, well, we're not allowed to, what is
me
it?
And Mike. We can't talk
me,
to the...
Me and Mike, if Mike wasn't here, they wouldn't, I would say they wouldn't let me.
Mike and I.
I would say they wouldn't let I.
Depends on how you build a sentence. If you start it with
Mike
that,
and I are not allowed to, Don and I are it. Not allowed to speak to the media.
That's right.
Yes, we're not allowed to talk to the press.
Me and Don ain't... Got no need to talk to
the,
media.
The rule is anything the press want, any quotes they want, mm-hmm. They can get from listening to the show.
Right.
So ESPN.com. Mm-hmm.
My quote is this, Senator. Nothing. And I'd appreciate it if you put up the fee for the gaming license.
And I say bravo to you, sir. I know I'm mixing movies.
You know, that's a good movie to mix, though, Godfather and The Contender. I like that.
So ESPN.com, that would be the goal that we're hoping to reach this weekend for Don and Mike's kids. 8,000 mm-hmm. Ticket holders shunning the Redskins this weekend.
We'll keep you posted.
Now, guys, you'll want to call... to tell us, Joe, we can get rid of all the. We got nothing but calls about Snyder and let's just clear through some of these. Well, hello,
cool.
Hello, hey,
Luke, I'm your father.
Hi, Luke.
Cool,
the hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Mike. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi, I'm calling you guys from Baltimore, Maryland, and I just wanted to pass on an interesting little bit of news to Buzz for verification.
All right.
The Paris Hilton sex tape.
Yes, I'll be talking about that later on the show.
Dude, oh, something to look forward to.
All the details.
Sure you are.
All right, thank you, my friend. Okay, so that was the, out of 12 lines, that was the only guy, at least that Joe had screened, mm-hmm. who didn't have something to say about Snyder or the Redskins.
The ostracizing.
You know what, I would like, any calls that we get on that topic in the future,
mm-hmm.
I would like pledge calls. What I mean is that if people call in and say that you've had you're a season ticket holder, you don't have to say where you sit in the stadium, but you know, it'd be great every once in a while if we could just break into the show and say, now we have another shunning pledge. On the phone right now is Mike O'Mara from Butt Scratch, Virginia. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Don.
Say hi to Mike.
Say
hi to Mike, too.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Sir, how long have you been a season ticket holder for the Redskins?
We've had tickets in my family for 19 years, Don.
And how many tickets will you be shunning this weekend?
Two, Don. We're listening to what you say. We think you make a lot of sense. And we sure hope that they get the message. And we're not going to go to the Seattle game. We're shunning, Don.
Thank you. I'll see you at Yankton.
I really love your show.
Thank you for calling.
Can I get a prize?
No.
I thought you'd give people prizes.
I'll see you at Yankton.
Okay, I don't want to hang up just yet.
Bye-bye then.
Bye now.
Bye then. So anyway, those are the calls we'd like to get now. The people that, really, you season ticket holders, pledging right. the fact. Because, listen, if like the idiots at Channel 9 and ESPN are starting to think that this is real, well, and I got news for you, it was always real here, but if they're now thinking it's real, that's how things get real.
It becomes real, that's right.
That's how things come to life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Every so, day. You know,
snowball.
Call in with your shunning. Is there going to be shunning?
Big, giant snowball.
Well, and also we need the calls about tomorrow's what would my wife would do for the WWE trip. So we need that.
You can get creative, can't you now?
Also, I'd be curious to know, you know, we didn't even talk about this because there's so little hype about it. Has anybody seen The Matrix? The Matrix.
Is it out already?
Open today. I actually thought about it. My wife said, do you want to go see The Matrix? And I said, you know, I was excited about The Matrix 2. I liked The Matrix. And then I read some reviews that said The Matrix 3, The Matrix Revolutions is
Why is everybody so excited about The Matrix when there's another Hugh Grant film coming out?
Mike, that doesn't come out for weeks. I keep telling you, the sneak preview.
I know, but I sure like those sneak previews.
And Mike, we do have someone on the telephone. Let's welcome to our Redskins shunning line, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, my friend. Where are you from?
From Gaithersburg.
All right, now, are you really a season ticket holder?
In-laws are.
How many tickets will you be shunning this weekend?
16 season tickets.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Now, really.
I'd rather listen to the reservation weather than Daniel Snyder.
There you go. All right, remember, well, that's quite a shunning.
Now, remember, you've got to really make that count. This is like what Jerry Lewis has to say. Don't forget.
Right.
You got to send the money or the kids will remain crippled.
Don't just make the pledge. True. Live
We're
the pledge.
We're definitely not going.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's good. Hey, that's a whopper. You know, that's probably a record holder.
Live the pledge. And, Buzz, if you would please, you know what? Never mind. I can do it right here. Go to the website. Hold on.
You going
to
tally these up, Buzz?
Well, I think I've just been handed a note.
We're going to do it online?
You go to WJFK.com.
It's a very good website.
Oh, and look, there's a big ad for Bill O'Reilly. What the hell's that doing there? Then there's...
Yeah, whoa, Nelly.
There you go. Oh, poll question. Okay, Don and Mike poll. Will you be going to the Redskins game on Sunday?
Very good.
Choices are, no, I don't have tickets, but I wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have better things to do. No, I gave my tickets to someone else. Yes, I never miss a game.
Tricky.
Could we dumb it down a little bit? I'm having problems following it myself.
Well, you know what it ought to be is it ought to be a poll for ticket holders.
Yeah,
what it ought to be. You could do a poll like that, but I mean that poll doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know we like being interactive, Mike.
I understand.
We got the creative department upstairs working.
Poll should be: Are you a Redskins ticket holder? Will you be going to the game this weekend? That simple.
And you know people will lie about that anyway.
Right. I'm not going, and then it's like, you know, Sunday morning, man, I sure want a bratwurst.
Or they'll lie about being season ticket holders so they can vote. That's fine. We know that happens with an internet poll. So which one should I click on here? Because I'm not going.
What are the choices again? Because that's very confusing.
Will you be going to the Redskins game Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Your choices are, no, I don't have tickets, but I wish I did. So that's not me. I have season tickets.
Uh-huh.
No, I have better...
That's a stupid poll. That's a ridiculous... Yeah. No, I don't have tickets, but I wish I did. Well, you know, it's not relevant as to whether you're going or not. If you don't have tickets, of course you're not going. Duh.
No, I have better things to do that day.
That was a question for ticket holders...
That's for me.
That's
right.
You.
No, I gave my tickets to someone else to use. We don't care about that. And
you going to use your tickets this weekend? That's a joke.
No, Mike. No. You know, I've actually had some people call me and say, hey, dude, I'm going to be watching at the stadium for you on Sunday.
They think you'd be that shallow.
Yeah, well, you know, Michael
Jackson. That shallow, Hal.
Michael Jackson uses a lot of disguises.
Your Groucho glasses are here.
Hey, this is a great game. Wait a minute. Who's down in that row with a surgical mask on?
I'm just waiting for the money website now to click over and give me the instant results because I voted no.
Right. Instant results.
The one that I thought was the right one. Yeah, and if you could get someone up there in creative services and tell them just to make it, you know, just if you're a season ticket holder, are you going this weekend?
Or just a ticket holder?
Yes or no. Here we go. Here are the results.
Yeah, there might be somebody that you've influenced that was handed tickets this week.
Oh, yeah. And your results are...
You know, Don, really, I wouldn't confine it to season ticket holders.
Hi, Charlie.
We weren't.
Right.
And that was part of it. We needed to word it so that it was not encouraging.
Well, right now, the poll leader is, no, I have better things to do that day. 77%.
Right. There you go. I think that's enough said. That says it all. Hallelujah.
And let's see. And Mike, the one that you didn't like, no, I don't have tickets, but wish I did. Well, there's 9%.
right there.
10% say, no, I gave my ticket to someone else. And 4%, I'll refer to them as douches. They say, I never miss a game.
Why not
just send your children to Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just put your children in a bag?
Don't say that. They will.
And ship them out to the stadium. And, you know, there you go.
In a bag.
Like Black Peter.
Right.
Just ship them right out to
Daniel. Right to Spain.
Right to Daniel Snyder. Now, hold on. Let me see. We have... Boy, you know... We have all these pledge calls now. We have no calls about the wives. Let me go through a couple of these so you'll see that the interest is there.
All right.
And then we'll move on, and I guess we won't have to do this on the air. Don and Mike, hi. Who's this?
This is Ben.
Ben, are you season ticket holder? Do you have tickets?
It's family tickets, and I was giving them this weekend, and I accidentally shunned them into the paper shredder at work.
Wow. That's another shunning of two. Thank you. Don't forget, because of you, someday fans will live a better life.
Yes.
Hello,
that's
Don.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah. Don and Mike. Who's this, Don?
Hey, it's Don. How you doing, Mike?
Don. This guy. His name is Don. How many tickets are you shunning?
Two tickets on nine rows up from the 50-yard line on the skin side.
Oh, that's a stand-up guy there.
Thank you, my friend.
28 years. And you know what else, Don?
What, sir?
My hemorrhoids still bleed.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that touching?
St. Leonard, Maryland.
Mm-mm. He sounds like he's got them.
Send him some polyps. Send him some Yankit polyps.
Ah, Roy.
Don and Mike, hello. Is that a pledge? Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yes, Garrett? Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Hi, how you doing?
Garrett, it's a telephone. Use it.
Garrett, how many tickets are you shunning?
So I've got two tickets up in the 425 section.
Thank you, my friend. See, now that's what we like. That's what we like hearing.
Very good, Garrett.
That's what we like hearing. And that's what will flip the people down in Ashburn on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I predict will be the one that puts them over the edge.
Yes, of course.
Where you have people actually calling in, mm-hmm. saying their section of the seats,
right.
saying how long they've had the tickets,
sure.
and that they're not going this weekend. See, do you hear that, mm-hmm. Snyder? These are real people. These are real.
Well,
like,
they're unhappy.
Yes. For instance, here is Mike.
They are unhappy.
Mike. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Mike, are you a season ticket holder?
Yes, I am.
How long you had them?
I've had them for 3 years.
All right, and the reason you're shunning is?
Not a boycott. I'm just snubbing.
You're snubbing.
Snubbing.
Like snubbing.
In your own words, why are you snubbing?
Because Dan Snyder is a D-head.
How many tickets are you snubbing?
I'm snubbing two, Buzz.
Okay,
hey,
two more.
Don, Mike, I'd like to thank you. I just received my the Yank Stops Here doormat in the mail today.
That's okay. Wonderful.
That's why the Yank Stops Here. This whole Yankit thing is taking its own.
Yankit is, you know, it's almost growing hair of its own here. Incidentally, Yankit has a full line of hair care products also.
Listen, now we've had plenty of pledges. Thank you for your shunning. It wasn't shunning. What was the other?
Snubbing. Snubbing. I like snubbing.
Snubbing. I'm going to write that one down.
That's actually now my favorite.
29 on-air snubs pledged so far.
There you go. Snub.
We want to make sure that you continue to call. Go to WJFK.com and vote.
Have a good snub.
In the poll. Joe, clean all these out now. All these, even all the calls, everybody wants to talk about Yankit. We'll talk about our convenience food stories on another occasion. We're going to leave the lines open right now for tomorrow's edition of What Would My Wife Do for the WWE Trip to Dallas.
Husbands, we know that your wives have a tremendous amount of talent.
Let me just say that next week at all participating Yankits in Northern California, mm-hmm. get your Doug Christie growth charts.
Yes.
That's next week at Yankits, but that's only in Northern California.
That's great. You can actually take his wife's hand and move it up and down.
Yeah, that's
terrific.
That's right.
That's great. So, and the thing that's great about our Yankit food stores is the fact that they are regional, and we tailor the Yankit promotions at the food stores to the particular region, and I think that's what most of the big chains do. But, you know, we're just starting out, so bear with us.
As we've always said, community money stays mm-hmm. in the community.
Absolutely.
That's the Yankit way.
Mm-hmm. Now, did any of you guys see 24?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw 24 last night, too, and I liked it a lot better.
You didn't? 20 what?
Oh, I forgot. You're not watching 24 anymore.
24. I might have TiVo'd it. I have
to, you right. should watch it then, because it's a good one.
Okay, I might.
It's a little more soap opera-y.
Yeah.
Good. My only question would be, and again, Mike, I'm sorry that you didn't see it, but my question is, at the very end...
You know, I might be into it now that I'm thinking. Now that I'm thinking
well,
about
now,
that,
see, I'm thinking I can free to talk about this because you said you.
That's okay.
Not
I mean, I don't think it's not gonna. No, I mean, I'll watch it anyway.
Yeah, I won't. And, like it.
Okay, here's my.
I guess that means the fact that I reacted like that means maybe I really
you care.
Maybe
I
you
did.
Do.
I did like schedule it for a season pass, TiVo, and I'm into it.
At the end, when his brother, who's his advisor, the president's
right.
brother,
mm-hmm.
has got the information about the doctor.
Yes.
Why is there all that? Now, maybe I'm reading too much into this. Why is there all of this, look at it yourself, touch the stuff yourself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why doesn't the brother just say, she's a commie, she's a pinko, she's working for the other guy, whatever it is that he's unearthed about the doctor?
Honestly, I think it's to make us tune in next week. I mean, I can think of no other reason for that question.
And lots of Jack Bauer, Mike, heroin of... I don't want to tell you which way it goes, but Jack has made the decision about smack.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
He's made a
controversial. Tough for him to do, I would imagine.
Sure.
Well, look at me. I do the show every day, strung out on heroin, and you wouldn't know the difference.
No.
But I'm telling you that this character, what he was going through, is what I go through in every commercial break.
I've read about
on
that
this show.
I have read about that.
I have never seen you sweat.
Oh, wow. I use a good deodorant, Buzz. But check me out in the men's room sometime.
Okay.
You know, when I'm in there, when I shut all the blinds and I'm in there, and Buzz will come and I go in there and go, well, listen, try methadone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no one will know about my addiction. And then Buzz says, previously in rehab. But everybody will understand that you only did it to give us a better show.
You did it for the job.
I can't get out of here. Get out of here. I'll beat it on my own.
Oh, Jack Bauer. Man, oh, man.
Yeah. And,
now, you said his brother's in this? Or is it the president?
The president's brother.
It's the president.
Oh, so yeah. Jack hasn't brought Eddie in. Okay. Okay, Eager Beaver. You get enough of him, okay? Eddie Bauer joke. Rob likes Eddie Bauer better than any store in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi.
Eddie. How you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. Okay, it's your turn to talk. You called the radio show. We said hi. What can we do for you?
My wife can do a West Virginia fire hydrant.
Now, here we go. It's the very first call with what would my wife do for the WWE Survivor Series trip to Dallas. Mike, I'm guessing you know what the West Virginia fire hydrant is.
Explain to Don what the West Virginia fire hydrant is.
In a good way?
Well, yeah, in a family way, the way we can sell it on the air.
Okay, she can lean back.
You probably can't do that.
All right, she can go to... what you're saying is she can projectile number one.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Sure we can. We just got to put...
party.
We just have to put some plastic over the chairs and junk
in it. I was worried about milk.
The equipment.
No, she's accurate, too.
Now, Jeff, have you run this by your wife?
Yes.
And she's willing to come down and perform this act tomorrow on the show?
Yes. I called her at work, and she's fine with it.
Beautiful. All right, Jeff, you're the
first... Who's the celebrity she most resembles, please?
Kathy Griffin, I bet.
I don't even know.
Oh, dear. Doesn't even know.
Kathy Griffin. Just write down skinny? Kathy Griffin.
Okay, Kathy Griffin.
Is she skinny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she a redhead?
I just thought so.
No.
Brunette, no.
Okay, well then a brunette.
Blonde.
Oh, blonde.
A blonde Kathy Griffin. Jeff, hold on. You're the first.
Okay.
Hold on a second. If no one else calls and your wife comes down and does the West Virginia fire hydrant tomorrow.
My wife, Bernice.
You win the trip to Dallas.
Okay.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Hold on. We need to get your information. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I saw the Matrix this morning, and I have to say the movie sucks.
All right, now hold on, Mike. I don't know what you're laughing at, dude.
You said hi, Mike. I just said hi right back.
Oh, hi. Sorry. The guy on the phone before whose name was Don.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, what's going on with that today? Can't we have a shunning of the people named Don or Mike to call?
Bye now.
Sorry, man. It's up to my parents.
Bye now, Mike.
Bye then.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
No, not Mike on the phone.
What are you saying goodbye to me for?
Say goodbye to you.
I'm still here.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I'm fighting.
You're not fighting. You're winning.
I'm winning.
I'm winning. All right, so we got a guy who saw The Matrix. Right. And?
It wasn't all it hyped up to be. I mean, it was overacted. I mean, the whole Jesus Christ thing, I mean, it was
now,
too much.
I don't know how we can do this.
Whoa.
Here's the thing. It opens today, and I got to think it's going to do huge business. I'm going to want to see it either way. I've already read the stuff in the newspaper. Oh, and incidentally, we should identify the guest caller here on the phone, Leonard Maltin.
Oh, he's very good.
Check it in from Hollywood.
I love your books, Leonard.
Leonard?
Yeah.
2, 3, 1.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, but never mind. You're not up to the task, but thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's your Matrix goer there. There's your first-in-line Matrix guy right there. Duh.
Because at some point, if we get enough bad reviews of this movie, we may ask someone to come on the show and just summarize it for us. And just tell us everything that happens.
That's an interesting criteria for potential blockbusters. If enough people early on say the movie sucks, then we break the rule of keeping the plot secret.
And I'm not talking about just whatever the nutty ending is.
Right.
You know, tell us everything that happens the whole
thing.
Way.
Yeah.
Where does Neo go? What happens to Trinity? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know...
Hey, what is it really, though? I mean, I went to see that other one, and it's a... effing Listerine commercial. That's all it is. You know, it's got the, you know, it's got
the Listerine
stuff.
Commercial.
It's got all the, it's the, you know, all the guys moving and all the computer generated.
I've never seen guys moving in a Listerine commercial.
No, the Listerine bottle when it like swings through the air with a vine and a potato.
You mean when they play that?
Maybe it's Scope or Listerine.
You mean when they play, what was that, Tarzan Boy? Is that the name of that song?
Baltimore.
You know, what I'm saying is anything computer generated. That's all that is, and I'm anything like that. I'm bored with.
Well, I liked it. I liked the first one. I sat through the second.
All
one.
The mean, angry, bald guys come out. You know, 3,000 of them, and he's like fighting him. And
I like. Now I like it when Neo fights Mr. Smith.
But I mean, it's impossible. If you have that many guys that were that angry, you die.
Suspend disbelief.
Can't do it.
Suspend disbelief.
I left the first one. I didn't even understand it. Did you understand it?
No.
I thought it was a good looking movie, but.
Hold on. I got to get my wife to tell you something that she saw on TV.
Mr. Smith.
That I didn't see. But anyway, if any of you guys have seen The Matrix in the next couple of days, you call us. And Buzz, if you wouldn't mind keeping track of that.
All right.
Of who's called.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, CP.
Now, as I mentioned, we had the discussion today. You know,
shouldn't
my wife...
you be at work?
Oh, no, I'm not working today. Oh. I'm
taking
a day off. I'm wiped out. That's, those two-day work weeks, you know, that's mm-hmm.
So anyway, she says to me, you want to go to... The Matrix.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't want to go to The Matrix. And she mentioned that last night she had TiVo'd that awful John Ritter show.
Oh.
The John Ritter is Dead show. The
eight
simple...
if to be sad or kind of, it was creepy. I mean,
eight
was...
simple rules for my funeral. Now, describe to everybody what you were telling me about why, because I didn't see it last night, why this show, actually neither of us saw
it's
it.
It's weird watching a group of people that you are probably genuinely distraught about a death. Act. I mean, like they're distraught. I mean, is that acting? You know, so you're, and then at the times when they make small jokes like you do even when you're sad, but it was just creepy, you know, to watch them because you know they're truly, undoubtedly sad.
Yeah, but they're not sad enough to say, hey, I'm going to pack it in. I think that's enough of this.
I hate to say that.
I'm going to take that back because, you know, the fact is if I'm a working actor, and you know, like Katie Sagal, and I haven't had a hit, and I haven't been on a big show in a long time.
Mike, hold on. Work is work. You got to have a little pride, though. You got to have pride, at least when you say, you know what, the dude is dead, and now we're doing a show. Why don't we just...
I blame the producers a lot more than the actors.
All right, maybe, what were you going to... You saw it. What did you think?
What did I think of it?
Yeah.
I thought it was creepy.
Creepy.
Mm. I would probably guess that would be creepy to watch that show.
I mean, it's not like they did anything blatantly offensive or anything like that. It was just creepy because not only are they acting sad about somebody that they were probably had a lot of affection for, the writers are having to write sad lines for other people that are really sad. It was too close to reality.
So on the show, he's dead, right? They've written it. They've said he's died of a heart attack.
His character.
They didn't say. He said they died. He dialed an aisle three at the grocery store, and they left it kind of vague. But, you know.
Well, they give him really dignified passing.
Respectful, yeah. That's pathetic. Yeah.
All right. See you, baby. Thank you.
How was James Garner? She's still there?
I could watch James Garner easily. It was better because he was truly, I mean, he wasn't part of the cast, so it didn't seem as odd.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he was good.
He's good in everything he does.
I like him.
I do, too. Yeah.
And incidentally, as long as we are on the topic, I can tell you right here from my home that we have a shunning. Darling, how many tickets will we be shunning this weekend?
We'll be shunning, too, but I'd like to give it to some boys and girls club or something.
Baby, shut up with that.
Maybe
another week. Okay, your time on the show is ended. I love you.
You're not the boss of me.
Don't I know it?
Gotta go. I quit your show, and I think I have some leverage. My mom told me that I didn't hear yesterday, but people said nice things.
They did.
Oh, and honey, let me just say this to you. Bye now.
I'm dismissed. All right, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're not the boss of me. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is a funny line.
Yeah. She's right.
Yeah.
I'm not the boss of her.
I know that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, Don, man.
Yo, yeah.
You got to start telling people the truth, man. You just got to let it on out.
What do you mean I got to tell the truth?
Man, your wife just said she worked 2 days and needed a day off. She a sister, dog. That's what black folks do.
terrible.
Just like your brother's a black man, your wife is a sister.
You're stereotyping.
Okay, goodbye. Get out of here, you nut. We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back. Except Rob's. Hold on, it's not happening here, Rob.
How come?
I don't know.
Check your ticket.
Check
the stores.
That's right. If you had machine number one not functioning. How about this? It is a solid gold sculpture of Mike O'Mara's penis.
Oh, thank you very, very much for doing that.
Solid gold sculpture of Mike O'Mara's penis.
I am still picking the plaster out.
King
from
ring.
Down there.
It's rings. So you put on your key ring.
Right, right. But it's actual size, too, which is pretty neat.
Hold on. Here's
the key ring.
Here's somebody who saw The Matrix. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Well, you're lucky because we had a technical thing there, so you get your call on. You saw The Matrix and?
I saw the movie this morning at 1 o'clock, and the movie was awesome, man.
Awesome. All right, now, but I have to say that if you saw it at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're like a Star Wars guy.
No, it was 1 p.m.
Oh, 1 p.m. Oh, all right, so you're not one of those guys that wakes up.
Right.
Rob, why are you giving the finger?
He's an ass.
He's not an ass.
Get a job.
All right, you liked it, right?
The movie was great. That other dipole that called in, I mean, he was a moron. The movie was incredible.
Sure, he's a moron.
Yeah, how was the story?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mike, don't be a player hater. Buzz, what's the score here?
One and one. One loved it, one hated it.
1-1.
It's awesome. I guess we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A lot of storm damage in Upper Montgomery County from these thunderstorms. It's expected to find standing water on 270 at Middlebrook Road and very slow traffic approaching that to 370 and a lot of traffic lights out in Germantown. Did you know radiator system failure is the number one cause of roadside breakdowns year-round? Have your neighborhood Jiffy Lube technician service your radiator today and keep your car running like a well-oiled machine. I'm Danny Yankett for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Infinity Broadcast, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
This is ghetto-licious.
Bingo, baby. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now keep in mind, our lines are open. What would your wife do? This is a live studio show tomorrow. What would your wife do to win a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Dallas for the WWE Survivor Series?
So far, we have a West Virginia fire hydrant.
That's something that Mike was familiar with.
Well, I read it.
I had to be educated.
When you say that I'm familiar with it, I kind of have to distance myself.
Well,
when you say I'm familiar, it's not like I plan. I go to like festivals on weekends.
Don't distance yourself because I was saying you were familiar with it. Now I'm a fan of it.
Yeah,
I've just been. Acquainted.
Well, when you've seen it live, there's nothing quite like it.
Well, now that's a quote from Mike O'Mara.
No, I've never seen it live. I read it in.
You've seen it on videotape?
No, I read it in a magazine, and
isn't that almost worse reading about it?
Well, it was
actually seeing it.
Kind of interesting, you know.
It was the answer from Buzz
resounding no.
No, nothing
Buzz
wrong.
Knows about it, too.
Nothing wrong with reading
Reader's
about
Digest
it.
Is where I read it. It made quite a splash.
So you want to call, because it's your wife that has to come down. It's for married gals only. You got to come down and do something to entertain us.
And we are full up with the West Virginia fire hydrant trick.
Yeah. Well, no, we could take more. It could be a theme show.
I read it in the Life in These United States column.
Okay, Rob.
Is Rob a Reader's Digest fan?
Rob, what is the thing? Here's the joke I was trying to think of. What did they call when they would get, the jokes from service guys overseas? Or
humor in uniform.
Right.
Humor in uniform.
There's also campus comedy. It pays to enrich your word power. All the great regular features that really kept America tickled.
You know, I'm going to die without figuring you out.
Yes, you will.
I swear to God.
It may be the cause of it.
I have no idea
perhaps
what goes on inside of that melon.
See,
it's really weird.
Maybe that's why I can connect with him, because at some level, now I don't have his level of facts about you.
I thought you were going to say depravity.
Stuff. No, Mike. The fact that he knows all of the various sections of Reader's Digest.
Right.
On one hand is scary.
Yeah.
But
you track with it.
But because I myself am struggling and think that if I really sat down and applied myself, I could come up with the
like
same
you
list.
You could do the same thing for TV Guide.
Cheers and Jeers.
Right. Picks and, or is that People, Picks and Pans?
That's People, I think.
Yeah.
I left out Laughter, the Best Medicine.
Yes.
Which is jokes. The other one are largely true stories.
Now, are they all comedy categories or what?
I think so, yeah.
Humor. Some are human interest with a slight humorous angle.
And right. They paid good money for them. That's, I think, what drew me to it.
I'd like everybody to just stop for a second and realize
drama
right now
real
that
life.
We're talking about Reader's Digest.
Yeah, that we're doing a radio show. We're trying to get ratings to feed our families. Let's stop talking about Reader's Digest.
Amen.
For just a moment. The shunning of the Redskins continues. The snubbing continues. Watch your local media outlets for news on that. Someone called and asked, and... And as a matter of fact, the jittery general manager, and it's a good thing that Alan is the jittery general manager. You know we're owned by CBS.
Yes.
And CBS, yeah, let's hear it for CBS.
Yay!
You know, Buzz has had this story on his news the last couple of days.
Right.
And we've had discussions about the Ronald Reagan movie.
Right.
Well, CBS, the headline says it all, cowardly CBS... canceling the Reagan TV movie. They're going to put it on Showtime.
It says unfair to viewers, which it is. It's unfair to viewers.
It's a movie that's not even been screened by people. They've just seen bits and pieces. And because some nuts, some you know Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, and rehab type nuts are making a stink about it, cowardly CBS, unfair to viewers, they move the thing. Alan, I would have to say, is not cowardly on the Redskins matter.
No.
He is jittery.
Yeah.
He is not cowardly.
But he's always jittery, so we give him a pass on that.
As a matter of fact, he has had conversations with high-ranking Redskins officials. Apparently, as he did... Now, I don't want to put words in his mouth. This is my characterization of the situation, not his.
Okay.
He talked to... one of the lieutenants.
Right. One of the capos.
At Redskins Park.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Oz, because remember, Oz was just this big, powerful figure, and when he pulled back the curtain, he was just a little guy on a...
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
On a booster seat. Apparently, he's actually considering, the offer was made... Dan, if you don't like what I'm saying, what we're saying, mm-hmm. what the callers are saying, come on the show.
Right.
Have an open forum.
That's fair.
You know, you got the nuts to do it? Come on the show. You know, you're getting killed everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, you're getting killed everywhere. You're not just getting killed on this show.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And Dan Snyder, whether you take us up on that offer or not, or whether if you think the shunning and the snubbing, and we can't call it a boycott, but if you think that is silly, I would really say to you, dude, I'd look him in the eye, which means I'd have to, you know, get down on one knee.
He's actually getting down on one knee.
I'd get down
take a knee.
I'd get down on one knee, and I'd look him in his little beady cat eyes, little red eyes, little rabbit eyes, and I'd say... Dude, get a PR firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me move the microphone back up to regular adult size for a moment, so I can stand up again. I'd say,
what does that do, really? What is a PR firm? Don't you think he's got to start with the experience that people are having at the game, set the tone?
But taking down a lot of that advertising you're talking about, that you know, that may be a little less money oriented.
He ain't gonna do that. So what he's got to do, he's got to.
Well, but then it's BS. Whatever he does, if they spin it a certain way.
Well, yes, it's BS because he's BS.
Right.
But the point is, this is not like a democracy. He bought the team, so he's going to have it until he dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's dead, his kid's going to put his initials on the patches of the jersey, you know, except in this case it'll mean something because his dad will be the guy who really ruined one of the greatest football teams of all time. So mm-hmm. there will be a
and
reason.
From a football standpoint, you're saying you would say hands off, right? You would say really let your
hire the best people do it. Impress us the way that you know we can be impressed with your wallet. Because let's face it, Dan, and I'm talking to you now just man to man, your wallet is your penis inside your head, the weird way that I know your head works. Money's a sexual thing for you. It's a turn on. It's how you garner wins or losses.
Yeah, he'll be coming on. He'll be coming on the show.
Well, listen, he's swayed by money. And the only way to
what would you do right now to make the fan experience better? I ask you that as a season ticket.
The first thing
that you think is doable. You think that they could really do
fix the parking.
Mm-hmm. Like fix the parking where people don't have to pay an arm and a leg for it.
Yeah, make it so you don't have to pay $25 for the privilege of parking 2 miles away from the stadium and then spending 30 minutes on a shuttle bus to get you to the stadium. That would be the very that's the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tip of the iceberg. But this guy, he has no idea how.
What about porta potties outside?
Well, of course you need more. But, Mike, let's not be crazy. Let's start with, because if someone has to take a leak and they're at the stadium, they've already parked and taken the horrendous shuttle,
right. Paid
the amount of money. So let's work on the stuff first. First is when you get there.
Right.
It's a bitch to get to the place, but the place is there. So we'll deal with that. Make it better once we get there.
Couldn't you improve traffic flow if you improve the parking situation, you could make the traffic flow better.
Well, sure you could. Now, what you have to do, though, is you have to, grease some palms. You got to pay some money. You got to say,
right.
We need to build some extra roads. But all of this is, what would you do today?
Right.
Today, you fix the parking.
I really don't like you poo-pooing, pardon the pun, my porta-potty idea.
You say, but Mike, it's just the first step. What you do is you come on and you just...
I stood in that line for 30 minutes.
He's standing up on his crate there, and he's got the podium, and he's got his very important power suit on, and he says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really upset. You know, whatever he does, that voice that Mike does.
I'm very upset with the way things have gone.
So I've decided.
I've implemented a few changes that will make the Redskins experience much better for the fans.
For the rest of this season, I will not charge for parking. Now, if he made one simple move like that,
a gesture,
which is chump change to a rich guy like Snyder, he'd win people over immediately.
Are there stadiums around America where the people that get the best parking are the people that get there the earliest?
I imagine. I know.
I mean, I really would think that's the way it ought to be.
I think a lot of times there are tiered parking, section. If you pay a certain amount, you get here. A certain amount, you get here. I know that across the board. The Washington Redskins have the highest price at everything. The highest price for a ticket, the highest price for parking, the highest price for a hot dog, the highest price for a program, the highest price for a hat, the highest price for one of those foam fingers.
So it might be time for a sale.
We are number one.
It might be time could he do that? Could that be...
He has a sale, but here's when he has the sale. He has the sale generally in January or February... Because, you know, the NFL, they change the outfits every year.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is, after you've already paid $40 for the polo shirt that you're wearing, the one that has this year's logo on it, as soon as the year is over, as soon as they don't make the playoffs, those shirts are useless. Mm-hmm. Because now, oh my God, we've got boxes of these shirts, we've got the new designs coming in next year.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you do? You get an ad, and you run ads on TV saying,
right.
Come out to the stadium, to the Redskins store, where our prices are insane.
You know, one of the reasons I think you came up with this whole idea is I think you like me, understand that there's a sentiment around this town, as far as the team, that ownership feels like they can do whatever they want, and people are just going to come and lap it up. They're going to enjoy it. They're going to let you, do that to them.
And I want to just say one more thing that is a pisser, and I wish I had it here. I got emailed it, but I can't get access to the email account here. A friend of mine who works at another radio station, not to be named, WGMS, got a thing in the mail because he wanted to be on the Redskins season ticket holder list.
Okay.
Because this is part of the problem with this guy, is why he's so nuts, is that he's got all the money. And not only does he have 80,000 schmucks, and I include myself in there, I'm one of the schmucks that's bought tickets. He's got a waiting list of over 100,000 people that are waiting to buy tickets. So this guy, who works at this other station, wrote them a letter. They go on the website and says something like, you want to join the mailing list? Join the mailing list, and we'll tell you where you are. We'll give you a number to let you know where you are, and you will get a free Redskins yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, he sends in his information, and he gets an email back that says, congratulations, you are person... 128,421. We will contact you. Thank you for registering for the list, and please now download your 2-minute Redskins Video Yearbook.
Oh, so it's not even like a real yearbook.
So they don't really even send you any. I mean, this is why people are pissed off at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's all about money.
Right.
It's all about friggin' money. So, like I said, hit him where it hurts. You know, normally, you want to hurt a guy, you hit him in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
With Dan Snyder, you want to hurt him, you hit him in the nuts, there's nothing there. You got to hit him in the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
You hit him in the wallet, that's like kicking him in the nuts.
Where he keeps them.
So what you do is, you shut him this weekend. It's a
snub.
It's a snubbing this weekend. And so Allen had a conversation with one of the lieutenants at Redskins Park, and they talked to me about this. Now, listen, I swear to God, this is all absolutely true. They said, here are the various scenarios. Dan would either come on the show with you and Mike and would take phone calls from your audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's one scenario that's out there that's been flown out that I'm sure he's not going to do.
We would welcome that.
Okay, here was another one. They said, how about just Dan on with Don and Mike? No calls.
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay, that's fine. We could handle that. Then it was, well, how about just on with Dan? Just one-on-one. I said, okay, again, no problem. It's, you know, I've started this thing. Mm-hmm. Then it was, but not live. Have to be taped. And I said, even at that point, I said, sure. Although it would be hard to present on this show,
mm-hmm.
we could do a taped thing. And in case anybody from the Redskins is listening and wondering, because all of this, I swear to Christ, is really going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, for whatever reason, is pissed off that a couple of disc jockeys are saying, don't go to the game this weekend, because right. you're going to lose a few bucks. What would I ask him? This is one of the questions I was asked. What would you ask
okay.
him? Here's one of the questions I think that most fans would like to know if you've gone to the game. Hey, dude, when you walk out on the field before the game, how come there are 6 bodyguards around you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the reasons that people hate this guy,
mm-hmm.
is that when you're at the game and you see the guy who's supposed to be the one who's keeping this in the community faith, he owns the team, but he's like a goodwill ambassador.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, what you want to see is him out there, you know, waving and going, yeah, hey, hi, I own the team, it's great, go, go, go.
Yeah, have a little fun with it, not pretend you're something you're not.
Instead, all you see is, you see these guys with the earpieces, and they all look like Mr. Smith in The Matrix.
Right.
And that'd be the first question I'd ask. Dude, you're not that scary popular in this town to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Why you got bodyguards everywhere? It's not like if you run on the field, people are going to be jumping out saying, I got to shake that man's hand. I got to say thank you for charging me the highest ticket prices in the league.
Right.
That would be the first question.
Mm-hmm.
The second question would be, why is the parking so effed up? Why can't you just, you make enough money off us, why can't you just do away with the parking until you fix it? I mean, do away with the cost
right.
of the parking. Inside this, and none of these are football. I'm not even on
right.
my football list yet.
Right.
Inside the stadium, is it possible that you could ease up on the purse strings a little bit? Or could you explain why you feel the need to play television commercials at full volume during television timeouts? I know it sounds stupid, but there's...
What about concession prices?
I'm getting there. There's a thing called the Washington Redskins Marching Band. And
right.
when they played commercials on TV, they used to come out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they would always do bad songs like, I Feel Good, and That's the Way, That element now is gone. That element of the game is gone because as soon as the play on the field stops, you see a commercial for a pill that stops antacid.
Mm-hmm.
So stop that.
Stops acid. Right.
So stop that. Also.
Right. Is there a pill that stops antacids from working?
No, it's like one of those things like that you take for if you
have Epsid AC.
Acid reflux.
Little reflux, right. Yeah.
And then, yeah, with the prices. Would it kill you? Would it really? Yeah, think of the PR move. If he came on and just said, you know what, you're right. From now on, every beer is going to be $2 cheaper.
Yeah.
Guess what, Dan?
How about half price?
Guess what? You're still going to sell that PI double... I said number one. You're still going to sell plenty of your number one tainted beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still going to sell plenty of the swill. Just charge a little less. And if you just did a few things like that, people wouldn't even be on your ass so much about the fact that you micromanage this team into being the laughingstock of the league.
And would you address that with him?
After the other stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd like to see, if he thinks I'm full of crap, tell me I'm full of crap. If you got a good answer for that, tell me the good answer. Tell everybody the good answer.
Please.
Tell us the answer! That's why we're snubbing. That's why we're shunning.
Mm-hmm. So you want $2 off the price of each Golden Shower lager.
That's why this story is starting to pick up some momentum now.
Yeah.
And that's why Alan is in conversations with the Redskins about getting Snyder on the show.
You know, whenever anything is done like this, wouldn't it be really nice if something really did happen?
Yeah, and that's...
That would be, you know, you're talking about the end game being, hey, what percentage of people there? I'm really thinking the end game would be wonderful if indeed some gesture was made to the fans that support this team by saying, hey, we're going to catch you a little break here. And you know what? I think that kind of support deserves just a little consideration.
And it's not just us screaming about it. Dude, open the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on TV. You're getting killed everywhere. Man, you need PR. I'm trying to think of somebody. You need PR worse than Robert Blake does. Really? You do. He killed his wife. You need PR worse than O.J. Simpson. You didn't kill your wife, man. You're just ruining a team and alienating a city of fans. And because you sit in your throne and refuse to address us, your loyal subjects, all you do is piss us off. You little twit. Saddam Hussein has a higher approval rating than Daniel Snyder does.
It's possible.
So anyway, that's that. Anyway, I just thought you'd be interested. I'm sorry it's long-winded getting there, but the point is...
That's a little behind the scenes.
That as we speak right now, they're actually talking back and forth.
And I
keep saying to Alan, you know, you're a dope. You're a dope if you think they're going to do it.
Right.
Not that I don't think it's a great idea, and it wouldn't be great to have him come on the show. And even if he's mad, I would help his image if he gave me some crap. If he said, you're an idiot. You're full of it. You don't know anything about my business. Well, come on and tell me.
Right.
Come on and tell the millions of people that are listening now. Because right now, I got a news for you. I'm not the most liked man in this room. I know that. I know that most of the people listening to the show don't like me. You just tolerate me because I'm here and I've got a big mouth and everything. But wouldn't it be great for Dan Snyder to come down and if he really thought I'm full of crap, to tell me? I'm giving him that opportunity. Come on down.
Very good.
The microphone is open. We'll get a nice... We'll get that thing we used to have when Scott the Dwarf worked here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a little box for him to stand on.
Well, he's been here before. He knows how to get here.
Yeah. Oh, and remember what a CF that was, getting him here to announce that the radio station had generously been accepted by the Redskins?
Mm-hmm.
And how tough was it for the Redskins to make that offer?
Yeah, what a deal that was, huh?
They go, let's see, this station's offering this much. The station's offering this much. Well... WJFK is offering how much?
Boy, oh boy. Here you go. Here are the suitcases, fellas.
Call those morons and tell them they've got a deal.
We have an agreement.
And then for him to come in and make the announcement that the station was the rights holders again, really, you would honestly think that a president of the United States was visiting the radio station.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Really would. So, anyway, that's where we're coming from. That's what's happening. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Don, when Paul Allen bought the Seahawks, he admitted that he did not have a quality program, and he cut ticket prices and concessions in half.
Great example.
So he built that team back up.
Yep. That is a great example. And, you know, I think people in this town are ready for that kind of gesture.
I'll tell you somewhere else where they did that. That dude that owns Home Depot who bought the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much a ticket cost? You can buy, not that it's a great seat.
Right.
But if you want to buy a season ticket, you can't now because they're sold out. But if you wanted to buy a season ticket for the Atlanta Falcons,
right.
You could buy it for $10 a game.
Really?
$10 a game.
Cool. Wow.
Now, you know.
That says something right there.
The tickets are way up there in the nosebleed section.
Right. What's the cheapest season ticket for FedEx Field?
Well into four figures.
Really?
Well into four
per
figures.
Game. Per game.
No, over a season.
Over a season.
I don't know. It's like $375 a ticket, $200 bucks a ticket, something like that.
Okay.
And I know if you go to Phoenix, where their team really sucks, I'm not kidding, you get a ticket like for $5.
It's a good old day.
Get a ticket for $5. So anyway, the bottom line in this entire diatribe is that Snyder's feeling the heat. So if you want to at least take a little solace in the fact that the little guy, and that would be all of us, the little guy is getting under the other little guy's skin.
I do hope, really, and I hope against hope, that this results in more than just a meaningless protest on the weekend. I hope that maybe, like that guy out in Seattle, that something does happen, where there's a little gesture made. Because you know what? The fans deserve it. And I'm going to say that again. You know, Do I like the idea of, if we do make a statement on Sunday and you see some empty seats out there? Yeah, but what I'd like even more is if they got their act together over at Redskins Park and helped out and made some kind of gesture, whether it's reducing prices, parking, something like that. They can do it.
Of course they can.
They can do it. They have the power.
Just take the profits just from the Redskins hot dogs that you sell in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Do something with that.
Sure.
You know, one of your small money making ventures.
Absolutely.
What are the little things? What are the little ways you've whored out the team in ways that I've never dreamed a professional team could be whored out? And sure, they were the Redskinettes.
Uh-huh.
But, damn, just because you own the team, why not make them the Washington Redskins cheerleaders?
Mm-hmm.
These are the little things that bother the fans.
Yeah.
That was it. They're just the broads with big boobs on the sidelines during the game.
Hey, now wait a second.
Pretty girls.
Just the broads. They're the Redskinettes.
But, Mike, not in the world of Dan Snyder.
No?
Now they are your Washington Redskins cheerleaders.
No, they're always going to be the Redskinettes.
See, that's why the guy's effing up just left and right. And I'm here. I'm queer, I've got the ideas, Dan, and Dan, I won't be, Dan, I won't be ignored.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
I won't be ignored, Dan. Hello, Scott has seen The Matrix. Scott.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Scott, how did you like The Matrix?
I saw it with five of the co-workers, we all loved it.
So bad.
Do I count one or six?
Just
here?
Count one, bud.
Right. Yeah, he's trying to skew it.
Yeah, no, for myself, I liked it. I think it accomplished exactly what the other two set out to accomplish. It's a movie for two different...
This guy's a way nerd factor, but you got to count it as a positive vote.
It's definitely... Neo definitely accomplished what he set out to accomplish.
For the thing. Now, boy, this is my own fault because the lines are jammed up about this thing we're doing. It's not a boycott.
You mean the wives?
The shunning.
Oh, the shunning is what they're
That's what everybody's calling about, and we've not gotten but one call with the guy with the contest tomorrow.
We need more wives to participate.
Tomorrow, the WWE Survivor Series trip to Dallas. You got to call. If there's something your wife can do, you bring your wife down here, and she performs a stunt, a game, a trick, and if it's the best, you win the trip to Dallas. Now, it's Wednesday, and we all know what that means, that it's Craig Day.
I sure do miss the council.
And I'll tell you this, that it's a good Craig today.
Ah, good.
But neither Mike nor I will be reading it today.
Right. No?
We have a special guest reader. That's coming up sometime soon. We got to do this break. These breaks are killing me today.
Yeah, the commercials kill you.
They're killing me.
But they pay your salary.
They sure do.
They sure do.
They sure do. Which is why, you know, and listen, unlike Snyder, we don't lie to you.
Right.
We've got to jam them all in 4 hours.
Right.
There's just no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why sometimes we'd like to go on and on, but then it just comes on and it's like we're gone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We don't like it. We hate it.
JFK.
And we're still here. What are you doing? Just goofing around.
You are wound up today.
Hi. And hello, la la la. Mike, flash flood warning has been issued for the following. I'm not the best guy to do this. Fairfax County, Montgomery County, Loudoun County. Right, Buzz?
Right.
That's it. There you go. Hey, what's the station everybody that cares about you?
Yep. WJFK.
Who are the guys who don't care?
The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! I'm a Reed! I'm a Larry Reed!
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
As we head into Boogie Fever, I have to ask,
is anyone listening?
Right.
Lick the bean. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, here's the deal. Tomorrow on the show, the trip to Dallas, you got to bring your wife down. It's what would your wife do? For the WWE trip.
You can't tell me all we have is a West Virginia fire hydrant.
That's all we have right now. We're going to go to the phones in this break. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
Oh, gentlemen, good to talk to you. I've been listening to you, and will it really serve any purpose to not go to one game? I mean, your ticket is already bought and paid for.
Yes, but as we've stated before, yes, it will, because think about the concession money.
Well, that's true, too.
And think about how it looks on TV to have the less than full stadium.
All right. But
so, if everybody is doing this at the same time,
mm-hmm.
If you get 10%...
You're making a statement is what you're doing.
If you get 10%...
Well, what my wife and I are planning on doing is, well, to take a quote from your past general manager, I'm not going to be a chicken, I'm going to be a pig. I'm going to make a commitment.
So you're going to do it?
Because we've had our tickets since 1953.
Wow.
I'm not going to another game. I'm not buying them next year. They go to hell. Dan Snyder's a putz, and I think he could just take his money. And, you know, somebody's going to buy the ticket. He's got a 2 million people waiting list. There's somebody's, but it's not going to be me.
All right. Thank you, my friend. See you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
That's your angry fan right there.
Yeah. But don't go this week, because this is the week where, like I said, where we can...
Think about that. 1953. God, he was old.
That was Bob Kraft on the phone, owner of your New England Patriots.
Oh, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy. I just would like to know, I know you think Snyder's a prick. What do you think about Spurrier? You think he's a bad coach? You think he had a little...
I think it's impossible to grade Spurrier because he's working for an impossible boss.
His hands are tired.
Thank you, my friend. Hello. I kind of like Spurrier. I think he's got some personality. I also
take a knee.
I also hear that he's out after this year.
Yeah.
That he's had it. That he would quit today if he could.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
John. Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, listen, I've been a Red Zone season ticket holder for the last 3 years. He doesn't even pay to send the tickets to us. FedEx picks up that charge.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. As I think about when our tickets arrive every year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, what you got to do then is not go to the game this weekend.
Oh, I'm not going.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Good man. Add him to the list.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
You know, I'm a loyal Redskins fan. I just want to thank you for what you're doing.
Wow. Well, you can don't thank me. Just don't go to the game this week.
Well, I wasn't going anyway.
All right, thanks. See you later.
Done and done.
You know, yesterday was Erection Day.
Yeah.
And I love saying that because that's, you know, just my favorite joke of the
week. Sure.
What up, my yellow brothers? Jinx in the house!
Yeah, right, Erection Day.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
So we had two guys in
our two picks.
Local politics. And now with the news of who did what, here is a political correspondent, Rob Spiewak. Now, remember, we had Chap Peterson.
Right? Chap Peterson.
Remember when that fellow came down?
Running for re-election as a delegate.
He appeared on the show, and we had a fun time with Chap Peterson. They could never vote for anybody with that name, but he came down. And then there was Young Duck Ang. What was the guy's name, Robbie?
Young Duck On.
Young Duck On.
And this was the guy who sent us the literature that said, in very martial art, Chinese karate movie.
I must be your supervisor.
I must be your supervisor. Now, we never officially endorsed him.
No, I did.
He did not.
I did.
Well, I did not, because he did not come on the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now, the other guy came on the show.
Yes, Chap Peterson. Peterson.
Chap Peterson.
And the erection, I love that.
What up, my yellow brothers? Jinx in the house!
The erection results are in, and Rob?
Yes, it was a mixed bag.
Oh.
Chapman Peterson won with a small margin. He took 59% of the vote. He came in first, so he has been reelected and will serve two more years.
Congratulations to Chap.
Very good. Now, what about the Chinaman?
Not so good.
Oh.
He came in third with 7% of the vote.
Now, I have to think, if Young Duck Ang would have
come on the show, it would have been a different outcome.
Would have pulled him over.
Yep. I don't know. Yep. I liked his literature.
I loved his literature.
Yep. So anyway, that's the... Thanks for
letting me keep it. Wow.
Your political...
there you go.
Your political recap.
Thanks so much.
I don't know if you guys saw the Letterman thing last night.
Where he's talking about the baby?
Yeah, and he was... you know, it's weird. He was not just talking about the baby. He showed pictures of the baby.
Yeah. And the baby's name is Harry Letterman.
Yeah.
Weird
area named after his father.
Yeah, which was nice. If you got a chance to see the show last night, you saw I think a different side of Letterman.
Harry, absolutely.
That you only see like when he has a heart attack. Apparently, the only time you're ever going to see the real David Letterman on TV when he's sleep deprived,
uh-huh.
when he's had a heart attack,
right.
Or when his wife, I guess it's his wife, has just had his baby.
Well, the baby's name is Harry Letterman.
It's
Harry Letterman.
Still
Harry.
Saying girlfriend, so
Harry.
I guess they're not married.
Harry Letterman.
But
anyway,
he's given the child his name.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
You know, I just hope that this somehow turns into rating. I hope this becomes his Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this is the thing that people say, oh, wow, Letterman had a baby.
Right.
Letterman's the last person in the world that you could ever picture with a baby.
He's a human being.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He's actually human. Or right. What did he say? Tangible evidence now that he's actually had sex.
That's yeah, right. And the baby, gigantic, 9 pounds, 11 ounces.
So he's a tall drink of water.
Yeah,
now.
He is.
I'm not sure about the young lady, Regina. I'm not sure how big boned she is.
I did have to laugh out loud when he said, do you know where they come out of? So anyway, if you get a chance, you know.
And congratulations to David Letterman.
Yeah, and the baby, this is what the doctor had to say after the baby was born.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
That's David Letterman's doctor.
Wow.
And for some reason, the baby looks like Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
So go figure.
Well, at least it does look like Alan Coulter.
Ah! But he had the baby, and he's getting some pub about that, which is good. Yeah, I guess because you know, the show needs the pub. Nobody watches it. It's
right.
Much funnier than Leno.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Howdy.
How you doing? Listen, you know, Schneider charges that damn FedEx fee to us, too. Gets us for everything he can.
All right, listen, as you can hear, I'm really trying now to move past, but this isn't a hot...
I'm looking at that horse. It does not appear to be moving.
This is a hot-button issue.
I'm looking down, and I don't see any signs of life in that horse.
Mike, I'm urging people to call now with what would your wife do for the WWE thing tomorrow?
All we have so far, and I love saying it, is a West Virginia fire hydrant. And I think we need more than that.
Now,
really.
One woman coming down and being the West Virginia fire hydrant can win this contest tomorrow.
Yeah. It'd be fantastic.
She can, I mean, listen, we got a show we can do.
Sure.
Yes. We don't have to, you know, stop down the operation because we only have one woman.
Sure, come down if you'd like to be a Virginia ice cream cone.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I saw Matrix today, but before that, I just wanted to say, have you guys heard anything about the Paris Hilton XXX?
Buzz.
Hey, everybody's talking about that around the second call today.
Buzz will have it in the news.
We'll talk about it more. Have you seen it yet?
No, I checked out Kazan. It's not on there yet.
Okay, keep watching.
Yeah, that's where I get most of my...
All right, stay tuned for the news. There's some things we...
You're going to have all the details on it.
More later. That's
okay.
Right.
All right, so you saw The Matrix?
Yeah, it rocked, man. It was awesome.
All right, Buzz, that's... Now, what are the votes now?
3 yeses and 1 no on the new Matrix movie.
And thank
I
you.
Still would urge all the husbands that want to get their wives to come down here and be a Maryland milk mug.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That's what Don's looking for.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike show. Oops. Anyway, hi. You're on the air, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, if you black out the game, is it going to be blacked out?
No. Oh, you must be calling from, let me guess, Sacramento?
You got that right.
Yeah, you're goddamn
right. That's right.
Let me explain to you how this works in a big time city.
All right.
Okay.
You see, my friend, the stadium, it's already sold out.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold out 5 years in advance. So the game will be on TV no matter who goes.
Check. Well, I'm a Raider fan, so.
Check. All right, see ya.
Why don't you get your wife to fly across town tomorrow and give us a Kentucky fish bite.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. How about the Louisiana Halabia trip?
Oh, that's fantastic.
The Massachusetts Majora. Hello.
Hey, guys, am I there?
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just want to tell you, first-time caller, long-time listener. I had to say that, and you guys are the greatest. Hey, I just wanted to tell you some real-life experiences with Danny Boy. First thing, he needs to sell the team, as everybody else said.
Can I just say something to people around the country who maybe don't get this? Do you understand now, maybe, if you're listening around the country, the way that the people in the D.C. area feel about this?
This is it.
We are really trying to move past the boycott. Excuse me, I can't.
Everybody's riled up.
All right,
the shuttle. More exciting than the Sacramento BM Safari.
let me tell you something. A friend of mine, but I want to tell you some real-time stuff, though. But a friend of mine made a great point. He's from New York. He's a Giant fan. He's obnoxious, right? I'm sorry, Mike.
Are you mentally impaired?
Huh?
Are you mentally impaired? Are you unbalanced?
No.
Have you ever tried an Oregon clam creeper?
Why can't I tell you what I want to tell you?
Oh, lady.
What did you want to tell us?
I just wanted to tell you that my friend said that as soon as Snyder bought the team, he said that we're jinxed for life. That
what about the Delaware diarrhea trick?
Well, what's the deal, guys?
What do you mean, what's the deal?
Why can't I talk to you like that?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we've been talking about it quite a bit.
You can talk, but just go ahead and make your point.
Don't
go
let them slow you down. We're just talking about some games that we're going to play on the next. We're kind of moving in a different direction.
I just want to tell you what he did to a couple kids. Is that all right?
Have you ever done the South Dakota dark jump?
No, I've talked to two idiots that won't shut up and let me tell you some interesting things.
Oh, no. Wow. See, now
you seem like a happy lady.
Well, I was. I've been.
What happened to me? Wasn't it just like 2 minutes ago that you said long-time listener, long-time caller, whatever it is that you said that indicated.
I like you.
That you like us.
You remember when I made that little joke about, hey, that horse isn't moving? That was a reference to a dead horse that we are beating now.
But I wanted to let you know what I saw him do firsthand.
Okay. Let's hear.
That's a legend, okay. And we have to say that.
This is so much about her and me.
Me.
Dom Depriver.
Please
deprive her. Please.
But, Mike, she's one of our valued listeners.
You're right. Go ahead. Let her
have the value.
Ma'am, are you ready to tell your story?
She must speak. Mike, I'm sorry.
It's time for you to tell
your
story.
It's a democracy, but I have to say, she has.
Lady, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you. When the little peon was...
There she goes. Who knows what she wanted to say?
Who knows? We'll never hear it. Who knows?
See?
That could be a parking lot visitor right there, I think.
Could I recommend a Mississippi Merkin flush? Hello, Don and Mike.
Fun.
Don and Mike, hello.
Brother from another mother, Don and Mike.
The North Dakota douche. What? I'm sorry?
Morris Jones here, you guys. How you doing?
Is this the real Morris
this
Jones?
Is not Morris Jones.
This is the real Morris Jones.
That's him.
Is this really the Morris Jones guy?
Yes, sir. Is there anybody here you'd like to speak to?
Is Sue Palka there?
You want to talk to Sue Palka? Hold on a second. Sue Palka, come to the phone right now!
It's the guy.
Yeah, it's him.
Didn't we ban him?
Yeah, we banned him, and he just got the phone out of his washing machine.
I didn't remember that.
Hey,
it's raining out there, you guys.
Hey, aren't you banned from calling the show Mike Landis guy or
Morris Jones,
guy?
In some fashion, I guess I am in some circles.
He's not enough time.
Hold on, please.
He thought he could sneak back on.
Hold on, please. Now, listen, the woman we just hung up on is on the phone.
Oh, she's not going to be happy.
And now we're going to make it up to her.
Oh, good. Right? All right.
So we have a policy on this show. You know, fool us once, shame on you. Fool us twice. So let's let her on.
Okay.
Now,
I think it's the fair thing to do.
We had our fun with her.
We had a little fun.
Are you there?
Hello?
Lady we hung up on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just having a little
fun. We were kidding. We're glad that you called us back. What's your first name, honey?
Mary Ellen.
All right, Mary Ellen, what did you want to say?
I was on hold for a long time. I didn't mean to screw your show up.
That's okay. What did you want to say? We appreciate the fact you called back.
You're going to hang up again. I know that
you're... Mary, go. Listen, what am I doing here? I'm giving you airtime. Go.
Mary, that joke was funny the first time. We don't do that joke twice in a row. We never do that.
Okay,
now, you were talking about a personal story that you had with Dan Snyder.
It wasn't a personal story.
Right.
What kind of story was it?
He fired a kid that stopped his...
God. I'm sorry. It's too easy sometimes.
Another friend made.
Oh, come on, Buzz. You would have done it, too. You would have done it, too.
It's a lot of storm damage.
Hold on a second.
It's too funny.
We gotta break. We'll wait for her to call back. Then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
Now listen, for you guys are listening on the network, you didn't hear when we went to commercial break, the Lady Mary, she called back again.
And I feel awful that we played the same trick on her during the commercial break. We went on the air in between commercials and pretended like we were going to take her call.
And then we didn't. And as soon as Don had, you know, hit the hang-up switch, you said you regretted doing it.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that she has one leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we had second thoughts about it.
So let's give her a leg up. Let's see if we can help here, help the handicapped, help the crippled. Hello, Mary.
Who told you I had one leg?
Joe told me you had one leg.
Joe who?
Joe Ardinger, our phone screener.
How did Joe know that?
Is he true? Is he right?
Yes, he's right. He's right.
Well, how would he know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did you ever say it to him?
I don't know. You kept cutting me off so many times.
Well, that's when you were on the air with us.
Hey, Joe, how did you know that?
Did Joe ever bang you? Mary?
Hey, he banged my leg.
He banged your leg?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So listen, Mary, all kidding aside, now that we know that this is the situation, well, this is the type of politically correct show that we do,
mm-hmm.
Now that we know that, you know, you, for whatever reason, you don't have a leg, you get that special pass, go ahead. What did you want to say?
I'm just wondering how it...
There you go.
We do not discriminate on this show.
No, we don't.
If it's comedy, you are all treated equally.
I call as my first witness for the Craig Wilson segment today.
I am looking forward to this.
Charles Loring Broyhill.
Here he comes, the great communicator, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I'll tell you where I'm coming from on this. Many choices. Today's Craig Wilson in USA Today. Not quite gay enough, but Mike and I could have read it and pulled it off.
Right.
Then I thought, well, there's Timmy O'Bibenay.
Right, you talked about that.
Right. My wild card today was angry engineer Wendell Hall.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, Wendell has a cold. He's ill.
Mm.
Timmy has had to leave the building. And joining us now is our super producer, Charles Broyhill. Hi, Charles.
Hello.
As you know, Charles is very comfortable in front of the microphone.
Yeah. He is the great communicator, and he has his own way of communicating, which is fascinating.
Now, Charlie, as you read the Craig Wilson column...
You're going to have to help me on this, because I'm not good at doing any kind of voice.
Here's all we...
It's a piece of cake.
Just pretend that you're like that. Now do it. You can do it.
Can you speak with a lisp?
I don't think so.
See, you're doing it.
You're doing it.
Perfect. That's perfect.
You're doing it.
You've already aced it. You have the voice.
Okay.
And now, without further ado, from the pages of the USA Today.
I'm actually nervous.
This is final word. Craig Wilson.
Reading
by Charlie Broyhill.
I like to avoid it.
Good luck, Charlie.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
A couple of weeks ago, a reader wrote in to ask whether I had ever written about sauerkraut.
Johnny, hold on.
Yeah. You know, he might be worse than Joe.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm loving it.
And now I've learned that her middle name is Ellen. It's Mary Ellen.
Yes, Mary Ellen. Hi, Mary.
Mary Ellen?
Yeah.
All right, now this is a woman who's had the cruelest of jokes played on her, and I don't mean the fact that she's got one leg.
Right.
I mean the fact that she's called in and she's been hung up on how many times, Mary?
I don't know. I can't count past three.
You can't count past three. Well, who can?
Yeah.
Only three fingers?
Charlie, not funny.
I'm sorry.
Mary, are you...
Turn your microphone off.
Were you enjoying the Charlie Broyhill reading of the Craig Wilson column?
I try not to listen too much to Charlie.
Oh. Why is that?
I have one ear.
You have one ear?
Barber cut it off with the haircut?
Yeah.
So you have one ear and you have one leg.
Wait, do you know Mary, Charlie?
No, Joe was telling me she had a mohawk.
Do you have a mohawk, Mary?
No, it's a skunk stripe.
A skunk stripe.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did I already ask her about T-A-R-D? I think I did it
in
the beginning.
Yeah, you asked her. Yeah. I'd like to know, are you a lesbian?
No.
No. All right, Mary, are you split in half?
No.
All right, Mary.
Separated from Tom?
We have now played this cruel joke on you. We've counted 6 times you've called to say something. I believe it's about Daniel Snyder, right?
Yeah, well... I just want to...
All right, now, without further ado... And, Rob, if we could have a timpani, please.
Where'd that come from?
Wait, that
no,
me?
That's... No?
And Mary just dropped...
Mary's got one of those little boxes that says dirty words. Mary, don't...
Hey, Mary?
Do
that. Hey, Mary?
Apple
pie. Hey, Mary?
What?
If you keep saying the F word, you're never going to be able to be allowed on the radio.
Oh.
We heard you... Do you have a little toy that says the F word or something? Yeah, well, please don't do that, okay?
Okay.
So I'm trying to treat you with the respect that you deserve.
Mary, are you on any prescription medication?
Mary?
Yeah. I got to put it to one ear that does work.
All right, now, without further ado.
I'm getting scared.
Without further ado, and God knows, you know, listen, we've played the cruelty card today.
We have.
Mary, what did you want to say about Dan Snyder?
I forgot.
She's finally learned. All right, how about not related to Dan Snyder? What else is on your plate? What else would you like to share with us?
Nothing.
There. Okay. See, she didn't.
You gotta use a different lure sometimes.
Yeah.
To get the big ones, you know, it depends on time of day to get the big bass.
She didn't get it. Charlie, hold on a second. You gotta get a reprieve here for just a half a second. I gotta call back and talk to Joe. Preset number 20.
I have a request for Charlie too.
Hi, Joe. You have to give me that again.
Stinky Boone.
Joe, how did you know that lady only has one? Is this her calling back on line one?
That's her number.
Yep, that's her.
Hold, let me just say. Hey, Mary. Mary?
Oh, I think she's playing it on you now.
She's not answering.
But Mary, the thing is, we have caller ID, so we know it's you calling. If you really want to get it over on us, you got to say, hi, Donna Mike, then you have to hang up.
Right, exactly.
Because otherwise, no one knows. Joe, how did you know that Crazy Mary only had one leg?
Well, I have my contacts.
No, really, Joe, how did you... you got a nutty woman. How did you know she only has one leg?
I'm a spy. Somebody called in to say they knew she was.
Ah, and she had one leg.
I didn't know she had one. I didn't know she was split in half with one ear and one leg.
Now, is she,
split in half?
Is she tarded?
I don't know, Don. What do you think?
Is she tarded?
I don't think she's tarded. I think she's maybe got some issues, though.
Playing the tard card?
Does she call... Joe. Does she call you a lot, Joe?
No. As a matter of fact, this is my first encounter with one Mary Ellen.
You enjoying it?
Oh, famously.
Joe.
Along with the rest of the show.
Joe.
All right, Mellow Wednesday.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, it is Mellow Wednesday.
It is, Joe. I like it when you're mellow.
Well, Mellow Wednesday usually follows Joe stayed up too late on Tuesday.
Ah. But Joe, don't speak of yourself in third person. What did you do last night? You are the world's oldest phone screener. What did you do to stay up too late last night?
I was playing around in my recording studio.
He has a recording studio.
In his home?
Yeah, and he's teaching our fellow over here the same thing. We have recording studios everywhere. It's everybody's
in
recording.
Buzz, you're in on this?
Well, no, I have my own.
Buzz is going to use this for like his commercials that he does.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I got
Joe's
it.
A musician. I'm an announcer
Joe's making records.
I'm working on my Sergeant Pepper.
Your tour de force.
Mm-hmm. My Dark Side of the Moon, if you will.
Any working titles yet?
Yeah, actually, when it's done, I was thinking of calling it Finally, because I think it's coming out sometime in 2010.
Joe Arger's first album, the long-awaited Finally. Yeah. Joe Arger Sings.
Either that or In On It.
I heard one of Joe's singles.
And?
He did a really fast version of the song I'm Not In Love by 10TC.
I've heard about it.
It's pretty good.
I'd like to hear it.
Now Mike is getting his dander up, and also because you know there's the band thing. You know, you made a face to as if you couldn't believe that Joe could come up with.
I've never heard Joe sing. It's just it amuses me. You do a fast version of I'm Not In Love
because Mike is a professional musician as well, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Mike is professional.
Mike is more professional than you are. I'd have to say, based on
No, because he's a drummer. I'm a guitar player.
Hey.
Here we go.
Well, you know, there's always been a tremendous rivalry between drummers and guitar players.
Who gets louder?
You know, having roughly almost 3 years of experience in this type of thing, I just must say, and I know I speak for all drummers, you guitar players are a pain in the ass.
Joe, I know you're a full...
Why do you think I'm using a drum machine?
I know you are a full-time entertainer, a part-time world's oldest phone screener.
Yes.
Sing part of I'm Not In Love for us. Was that the song?
I'm not in love. Yeah, that's the one.
Right, kind of a high register, and I've just had a cold.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe. Let us hear it.
Let me hold the phone away a little bit.
And okay. it's an up-tempo version by Joe. What's the name of your band, Joe?
I don't have a band.
Joe. I like that. He used to have some crummy band.
Yeah, some crummy band, but they all split on me.
They'll do that.
Trick.
Tough to keep that kind of thing together, isn't it, Joe?
Talk about that.
There you go now, your comrades in arms. All right, let's hear it, Joe.
All right. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just those silly things I'm going through.
Yeah, no, Joe, come on, guess. Do the whole, you know the song, go, do it, Joe.
And just because all you are, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, oh no. It's because.
Joe Artinger, everybody.
Joe Artinger. I'll bring it in.
Bring it, no, I think we. I think we weren't plenty. We weren't plenty. Joe, for a bonus, Yank and Twisty, the band's name 10cc. What does 10cc stand for? I know you know this, Joe.
That's the average amount of jizz that comes out of the male member.
Right.
Jizz maker.
Right. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the serenade. It was a nice pick-me-up.
Good job, Joe. You are a cat.
I'll bring it in. I mean, we won't play it on the air.
Yeah, okay, well then why bring it in?
All right, we're not going to play it on the air.
We're not going to play it on the air. Why bring it in? And really, what about
the
name?
We have the rights to it, so we might as well.
What about
my song?
What about the name I just gave you? Think about it, Band Joe. Because people say banjo, it's Band Joe.
Band Joe.
B-A-N-D. J-O-E. Band Joe.
B-A-N-N-E-B.
Band Joe.
Oh, yeah. How about Band Jovi?
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, Joe.
Good day.
Band with B-B-A-N-N-E-D.
Bye-bye, then.
Band.
Bye-bye, then.
Band Jovi.
Bye now.
Don and Mike, hello. Bye now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy. Charlie, don't go anywhere. You still got to read.
Can I put a request in? I mean, it's your call, obviously.
Sure.
I request that he does it without accent at all. Because I really think...
Without the list?
Yes, I think we need to spotlight Charlie's reading.
My reading?
Okay. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Don, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
All right. I'm just calling to let you know because I just know how much you love it. I'm eastbound on Route 50 heading towards Annapolis. And because of all the rain, there's people stopped on the shoulders everywhere.
A-holes! This phenomenon. Thank you, my friend. That's why you should have elected me king. I don't know why you elected this putz chap Peterson.
What's he going to do for you?
Well, you could have elected me your king. I'm sorry, my friend.
All right.
Sorry.
Chap Peterson let you park right on the island.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how about Band Jail?
How about... Never.
Yeah, we did you shoot it all with Mary?
I did.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I'm married. Mary right now, she's
Mary covered. Snyder. I mean, you were out there, right?
Mary, but between Dan and Mary, I've shot my load.
You're spent.
I'm out. I got to go to Yankit and buy some of those male pills. some of those
Yankit headache powders.
Right. No, the D powder.
Oh, the D powder, right. Mm-hmm.
The stuff that makes your D better.
And the Yankit energy pack that has 10 vitamins in a plastic pack.
Absolutely. If you're playing a lot of sports, remember a tube of Yankasil.
Don and Mike, hello. What's great with jock itch, Mike?
Yankasil works for jock itch and also yeast infections.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Yes, hi.
Yeah, I got a new slogan for your Yankit store. It's go to Yankit. We'll see you coming.
No, see, the Yankit slogan has already been established. Yankit, where food comes out.
Bye. See you. Charlie Broyhill will be reading the Craig Wilson column for us. I myself, could I just hear again just a brief, just talking it every day, with the lisp. Can I hear you talk with the lisp?
Sure.
Say a sentence or something with the lisp.
I think that the Fantasy League, without you, has been a wonderful success.
Very nicely done, I think.
He still won't let it go.
That's what's in his head. That's what's in his brain. Here we go. Oh, this could be a whole different thing now.
No, I ain't taking the bait on
You're
that.
You're not going to take the bait?
Not today. Not today, Charlie. Not today, Billy Reid.
God.
How about when we come? Which way would you feel more comfortable? Just reading?
Yeah, just reading.
Okay, then just reading without the lisp.
Trust me, that'll be enough of a challenge for him.
We'll do that in a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
time to get rid of those old phones. So switch to Singular and update your phone.
Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate and a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
The Sony Ericsson 226 takes pictures and emails them instantly. It's a wireless internet capable. And has great... Picture caller ID.
You can download Podiphonic Ringtones, Don.
It operates on the GSM network, and it will change your life.
Oh, man. I personally, Mike O'Mara, love the GSM network.
That's if you
want,
right.
And if you want a calling plan for the whole family, you can keep connected with Family Talk. Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month. I'm plans starting at just $39.99. Pay no roaming and no long distance.
Listen to this great call to action. Singular has what you want. Switch to Singular. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Go to Singular.com. Visit any Singular wireless store in the area. Tell them that Don and Mike and One-Legged Mary sent you.
GSM, good so much.
That was a great call to action, Mike.
Thank you, Don. Certain restrictions apply to GNC and the wireless store.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Strickland Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment.
Somebody can put you down for?
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. That crazy morning zoo.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You have the coolest mom. She smells like Miracle Whip.
Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
We do have another guy on the phone for the What Would Your Wife Do for WWE Survivor Series contest tomorrow. Let's see if he's on the level here. Roy? Hello, Roy. What's he playing?
I don't know. You know how silly I am that I laugh anytime there's something like that and I sit. This is really not funny at all.
No, it's what is he doing?
Is he playing another radio station?
Roy?
When you stop believing, you don't need to be on the football field. Skins linebacker Jeremiah Trotter has adopted a slogan, we all we got. That's it. We all we got. I mean, when we were 3-1, the band away was 4.
What the hell is he doing? I got his number two, Charlie, up the caller ID.
So, we got to go out every single weekend.
You have any idea what this guy's doing?
Not a clue. Joe screened him.
This is some TV feature about the Redskins, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it mention us, or should I just hang up on this guy?
I don't think you should hang up on him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Is this the guy that wanted to bring his wife in? Don and Mike, hello.
Buddies.
Hey, hi.
Hey, oh, yeah, my wife can do the ping pong thing, but it's been done before. But she's got a wicked first serve.
Are you being serious?
I actually want to talk about Dan Snyder, you know, small man, small ball.
Against the rules.
The Dan Snyder calls continue. And incidentally, if you're just getting in your car very briefly, it is no longer a boycott. It is now a
snubbing.
A snubbing. Mm-hmm. Snubbing, and our goal is to get 10% of the people who have tickets to this weekend's Redskins game not to go.
At least.
To show Snyder that, you know, he's Snyder.
Yeah, but the burning that was scheduled for, right outside of Yankee has been canceled.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be no burning. There'll be no public burnings at Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now, what goes on behind the store?
Oh, well, I mean...
That's between you and the winos.
Well, thanks for letting our trash secret out of the bag.
So, anyway, the deal is, come on, the Redskins are pissed about this. Snyder's pissed about it. He wants us to stop talking about it. Don't go to the game. It's a one-game stoppage if you have the tickets. If at least 8,000 people don't go, that's 10,000 less people that will be there buying his junk at the game, and it's the only way to get the message across to him.
Amen.
Now, Charles Broyhill.
Yes.
Is ready to read the Craig Wilson column from today's USA Today. And without further ado, I believe you'll be doing this in the non-lisping version.
That's right.
The final word by Craig Wilson. Here's Charles Broyhill.
A couple of weeks ago, a reader wrote in to ask whether I had ever written about sauerkraut.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Surprising as it might seem to many of you, I have not. Rhubarb. But you didn't think I knew that, did you?
No, I didn't know.
No, don't ad-lib, just read.
Rhubarb and sweet corn, yes, but sauerkraut has never been discussed. Mm. I even searched the newspaper's archives.
The newspapers.
To see whether the word popped up under my name anywhere. It did not.
Can you possibly read it with a little more enthusiasm?
No.
You're getting real Charlie right here.
Right.
I was there at his wedding. This is it. This is as excited as he gets.
I do.
I read him in the fifth grade. Turns out his reader has been having a very bad year. He's blaming it all on the fact she didn't have her sauerkraut on New Year's.
Is anybody else having a problem following this?
I'm trying to find the column right now so I can follow. Because I'm not getting it at all. All right. Okay. Where are you?
I'm on the fourth.
Very good.
It occurred to me as...
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie Broyhill reading the final word.
All right, go ahead, Charlie. Continue.
Okay. It occurred to me that this has been one of the worst years of my life, and then I remember that I didn't have sauerkraut this past New Year's Day, she wrote. I was in England at the time, don't go there in January, and couldn't find any sauerkraut anywhere to eat. Maybe I'm a little more superstitious than I like to admit. Hope you had sauerkraut on New Year's Day... that you're having a good year.
I'm sorry.
It's too painful.
Are you doing this as a goof?
No.
No, it's the way he reads.
You swear.
I know the alphabet. I don't need to read.
Can I take this opportunity to tell all the youngsters listening, stay in school.
Give me that paper. Give me that paper. I'm sure I had to do it.
Reading is fundamental.
And look at that. We printed him a copy out so he didn't have to even read it from the newspaper.
Would you like to save this and just do it the way we used to do it once, or how do you want to do this?
No, you and I are going to have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's it. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Broyhill.
Thank you, Charlie.
I thought he did a fine job. What are you looking for?
I was looking for that copy you...
Rob already got it. Okay. I played that game with Rob. I hide the copy on him. That's my new game.
Okay, get out of here.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ben.
We're going to miss him. Bye-bye.
Hi, Ben.
There he goes. He's really good. He makes Joe sound like a perfect reader. Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, would you get off 467? I got to call Joe.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. So I imagine that even Joe could take some. Take a little glass of pick-me-up off that.
Thank you, Pound.
Hey, how about the way Broyhill reads?
I know. Did he graduate from high school?
All right, you've just moved up the food chain, Joe.
Way to go, Joe.
Oh, he still makes more money than I do.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what's important.
You're right. And he's
just
married.
Just like a damn spider.
And he's married.
Mm-hmm.
But he's married to Lisa.
Yeah, but he can't sing.
Who can't?
Charlie.
Who knows? Who says he can't?
We don't know.
We don't know. Where's Charlie?
We'll never find out.
I'm Charlie. There he is.
All right. Goodbye. Bye.
I don't know. I think they're both... You know what? They're both damn lucky because they work for the greatest guys in the world.
Sure.
They work for... Right. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for the heartfelt.
And they're side by side back there. Right. And the nice thing about it is all year, they'll sit side by side and neither one of them will learn anything from each other.
Okay. Here we go.
From the other guy.
From the UFA Today. Final word. By Craig Wilson. Eat your sauerkraut and start the new year with relish. Nothing more. A couple of weeks ago, a reader wrote in to ask whether I had ever written about sauerkraut.
Surprising as it may seem to many of you, I have not. Rhubarb and sweet corn, yes. But sauerkraut has never been discussed. I even searched the newspaper's archives to see whether the word popped up under my name anywhere. It did not.
Turns out this reader has been having a very bad year and is blaming it all on the fact that she didn't have her sauerkraut on New Year's.
It occurred to me that this has been one of the worst years of my life. And then I remember...
Yes? I just wanted to break gay for a second. if you notice at the beginning of this, the first a couple of weeks ago, a reader wrote in to ask whether I had ever written about sauerkraut. Hence, the you know that's why Charlie I guess didn't get that across when it says turns out this reader's having a very very bad year. Craig references the reader in the very first paragraph, the first sentence of the story.
You know what's funny is I don't ever remember him writing about sweet corn, but I remember me writing as him about sweet corn. Do you think he's confused?
I don't know. That's strange. I was thinking that same thing when I read that. But you know what, Rob?
What?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Would you be a deer and keep reading? I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that this has been one of the worst years of my life. And then I remembered that I didn't have sauerkraut this past New Year's Day. She wrote. I was in England at the time. Don't go there in January. And couldn't find any sauerkraut anywhere to eat. Maybe I'm a little more superstitious than I like to admit. Hope you had sauerkraut on New Year's Day and that you're having a better year.
I didn't. I think I've had sauerkraut only once in my life. And I didn't feel at all that great for the experience.
I'll confess I didn't quite know what she was talking about, but because the holidays are bearing down on us, I saw no sense in toying with any bad luck gods. I did a little research on the computer and discovered that eating sauerkraut on New Year's is an old Pennsylvania Dutch tradition. It's said to bring good luck.
I'm sure many of you already knew this. Lucky you.
This bit of helpful information, however, seems to have been kept from the Wilfords of Western New York. I'm a big believer in luck. Without it, I never would have made it through chemistry class or driver's ed or beginning Spanish. Actually, I never made it through beginning Spanish. Even luck has its limits. But luck got me all the way to 54. And USA Today. And this column. Right place, right time. Well, that helps, of course. And there's a lot you can do along the way to help your chances in life. Like eating sauerkraut on New Year's. But most of life is just plain luck. We saw it again just last week when the 15 cooks and a janitor at the Haldingford School District in Minnesota came forward with a Powerball ticket worth more than $95 million. Every payday, each of them threw a quarter into a lottery kitty. Every week, someone went off and bought the ticket, and every week they lost. Until last week, each is now a millionaire a few times over. I remember reading a magazine article a few years ago on what happened to lottery winners after they collected their millions and went home. It was a sobering saga. Many became estranged from their families, got divorced, became alcoholics, committed suicide. Not the happily ever after scenario you would expect. I have more faith in this Minnesota cafeteria crew. Before they told anyone of their good fortune and went off to state lottery headquarters to claim their prize, they went into work and fed the students, just as they have for years. A healthy portion of sauerkraut on the five.
See what he did there?
That's a sucky column.
It sure is.
That's one of the suckiest.
It sure is. That's why we wanted Broyhill to read it.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Unfortunately, he is unable to read.
Fumble! Holy cow!
He is unable.
UAR. UTR.
Right.
Unable to read. He's on the UTR list.
Right, CCR.
And that is?
Charlie can't read.
Hello, Tom. Tom and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
You guys got any tickets left for the January 10th show?
Come on. Wait.
It's at the MCI Center, the Yank It All-Stars, featuring Mike O'Mara.
Everybody, listen. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to run the Yank It thing into the ground, and we want to run the Yank It thing into the ground.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Hey, Tom. How do you spell Yank It?
Yank It?
Yeah.
Y-A-C-T. Yank It.
Yeah. Right, Tom.
Perfect. Yanked.
That's it. What can we do for you, Tom? It's time to go to Buzz and News.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not much.
Did y'all get that big storm out there?
Yeah, wasn't that a nasty storm, Tommy?
How do you spell storm, Tom?
S-T-O-R-E-M.
That's my boy.
Storm.
That's my guy. Hey, how do you feel about David Letterman having a baby? I know Buzz is going to have this in the news.
I'm glad he had the baby.
You know what he named him?
Who?
Tom.
Tom the Monster Gavin.
That's right. That's what David Letterman named his baby.
Can you spell Letterman?
Letterman is L-A-M-A-N-D-E-R.
How about
Lamander?
How about baby?
B-A-B-B-A-B-B-Y.
Bobby.
B-A-B-Y.
Oh, hey, you corrected yourself. Don't throw the babby out with the F-water.
I liked it better when it was babby.
Yeah.
Where's the babby? Oh, my God, I haven't seen the babby.
Oh, the babby. Babby, I'm amazed.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Babby's eating pain.
What's that, Rob?
Babby's eating pain.
How are you, Tom?
Where's Charlie at?
Right here.
Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
La, la, la.
Hold on.
La, la, la.
Hold on.
La, la, la.
Tom, hold on. Mike, good news. Guess who's back on the phone?
Mary.
It's Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen with one leg. Mary Ellen.
Oh.
She got us.
No, she didn't.
Didn't she hang up?
She has to say something. I just announced it was Mary Ellen. It could have been anybody.
Oh, that's right. Make you
Mary Ellen, there's no way of anybody knowing it was really you. You have
right.
to say something.
You've gotten her hopping mad.
You.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He's a Buzz.
He made it up.
Did she say her middle name was Ellen or Eileen?
Hey, Buzz, would you be a deer and tell us what your late story is on the news in the comments?
Yes, I will.
Beautiful supermodel Paris Hilton in a hardcore porno?
Oh, yeah. Now, this is what everybody was calling about.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm. All right, well, get out your Yankee beach towels. Now.
Yeah?
It is? Yeah.
Okay.
So you gotta say something first.
Okay.
Yeah, see. Well, he got her.
I got up on her again.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Be a dear professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Friend, Overstock.com.
Playing crackpot. Okay. See? Nothing's happening. I just told you. It froze up.
Well, I tell you what. Hang on.
The baby froze.
There you go.
Look at that. That machine just died on us. Oh, we'll do it the old-fashioned way.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, Mike, I'm going to need you to do the, somebody call a doctor because the machine's broken right now.
Somebody call for a doctor?
It's time for about, wait for the cue.
It's not like Tom Gavin.
It's time for Buzz's news and comments.
The break.
Buzz brought to us by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Somebody call for a doctor?
And I can clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888, try VMAX.
Her name is Tess.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is maybe the greatest never played top 40 hit of all time. 13 questions by a band called C-Train.
C-Train.
Yep. It's not the C word like C-U and Toledo. It's S-E-A-C-R-A-I-N.
Oh.
1972.
Would have been a hit if they'd used the letter. Sounds a little bit like
someone called for a doctor.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
It does.
Produced by the Beatles' George Martin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's
right
the hook
right here. That's a record.
Sounds almost country-like.
Who's a hippie? It's got that bad 70s sound.
Yeah.
And our machine is fixed again.
It's on in my show.
Just in time.
Like, just in case, and just in case you wanted to say, what's that country we broadcast to?
Canada.
Yeah. Do you remember the number?
51.
Oh!
39 and
50 buttons.
Damn it.
Only 50 bucks.
I know.
I know. You didn't.
Come on. I'm over here.
I know.
I'm over here now.
I know. You're over there if I need you.
Yeah, but you were dear for asking.
I know. Here's Buzz. You know, people have been calling about the story all day, so
yeah.
Lay it on us,
okay,
Buzz.
Okay, here it is. A beautiful supermodel, Paris Hilton, in a hardcore porno?
Now, wait a minute. Is she really a beautiful supermodel, or is she just like a rich kid that goes to parties, right?
A rich kid, okay. Mostly, yeah. Right. But she is beautiful.
Yes, she is. Hold on.
Yeah?
Mary's on the phone.
Yeah. Beautiful supermodel Mary Ellen.
Now, do we take the call now, or do we make her wait?
I think you have to make that decision.
Mm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
I'm taking another call to throw her off.
Okay.
Yeah, hi.
That's
Don, Mike.
Howdy.
C-Train, I can't believe it.
Do you remember that record? Great record, right?
Oh, hell yes. I saw C-Train at the cellar door in Georgetown years and years ago.
13 questions, great record.
Great band.
Thank you. I have a more important call I got to run.
Yep.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah. She
certainly learned. It only took four calls. She presses the button and it goes, F you. She's called Mike today, I'm not kidding, 12 times. We've hung up on her 11 times.
Yeah. She may be having as much fun as we are.
I think
anyway,
so.
Now, this lady.
Paris Hilton.
Now.
Beautiful, rich.
How well known is she? I got to be honest. Maybe
she's the darling of the tabloids.
Maybe it's one of those deals I would recognize her face if I saw it. I
you
don't
remember the girl, the picture I had up here for months and months and months of the lady getting out of the cab and scratching her butt?
No.
With the skirt hiked up?
You know,
why?
You know how you said you never look on this side?
Yeah, you don't look over here?
I don't look over there.
All right. You mean you never look at my picture of Buzz in the pool?
No.
Okay.
She's blonde, she's an heiress, and she has a show coming up on Fox where she is going to be on a farm.
Yeah, and they go to a rural community, and there are these two city rich girls.
So she's a piece of ass.
She's a great piece of ass.
Oh, yeah.
And she's in a porno.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz?
Apparently so. Her lawyers have gotten involved in the hunt for a video she supposedly made when she was 19 with the man who would later marry Paris's archenemy, Shannon Doherty.
Wouldn't that be a great name for a porno movie?
Mm-hmm.
The See You in Toledo in Red October. Red October. Hey, that's funny.
You know what? That's so good that I bet it's out there already.
Somebody call Fat Alex Baldwin. I know it's Alec. Anyway,
inside the Paris Hilton. The video was reportedly shot. The video was reportedly shot about 3 years ago in the Hollywood Hills home of Rick Solomon. That's about a year before he met Shannon Doherty. Interesting that Solomon's recently launched his own line of clothing and video called Beverly Hills Pimps and Hoes. As for the Paris Hilton video, interested parties are advised to start scouring the internet. It's expected to turn up on the internet at any time now.
Well, here's the thing. I think that I would watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I watch
it. I know I'd watch it.
I watched Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
I think, I must be totally honest with you, if there was a tape of, I'm just going to use their names because they're people that everybody, Charles Broyhill and his wife Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a tape of them effing,
there is.
Well, I know there is, but
right.
For the purposes of the show, we're not supposed to talk about it. I'd watch it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd watch it. I'd probably watch a tape of anybody effing because
almost
it's,
anybody.
It's
we like to
voyeuristic.
Do that. We like to do that as human beings. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and if it's somebody you know,
yeah.
Then that even the creep factor goes up times 1 million. But I'd still watch.
And it's pretty fascinating that we like to watch people do that. And interesting if there's a creep factor in that train wreck sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and like Pat Summerall and Mrs. Summerall.
Okay, that's where I'd...
Man!
Ironically, you can't knock that human growth hormone.
Yeah.
Keeps you young.
Mary Ellen is back on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Mary Ellen, I want to tell you that, really, the joke's going to be over if you keep playing the little toy that says F you.
Yeah, we won't be able to pick up the phone anymore.
We can't put that on the radio. Mary Ellen, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mary Ellen has punched out.
She's left the building.
It's too bad.
Sorry, no more fun with Mary Ellen today because now she's just calling. Oh, and look
just at random, here's a peek at Paris Hilton.
Mm.
Just a photograph off the internet.
That's a fine picture and a handsome woman. Now, where were you
exactly? Looks very naughty.
Buzz, when someone called before and said Kazam or...
Kazaa. That's a file sharing like, other file
like
sharing.
Like Napster used
to be. Yeah, like Napster, Morpheus.
Where would you be able to, what would you think, Morpheus? Where would you go now to find it now?
Kazaa, Morpheus, something like that, or just Google search. Keep Google searching until you find it.
Isn't Kazaa illegal now, though?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
No, it's not. In fact, there was a story on 60 Minutes about it where they were, they're talking about the movie industry being very threatened by the fact that these movies are being downloaded.
Right. Yeah. My question to you is, if you could be a porn star, would you?
I don't think so.
This is the question posed by a new pay-per-view reality TV show. Adult video stars...
All I know is that every time I go to the health club, all the guys ask me that.
Wow.
I get out of the shower and say, wow, haven't I seen you in a porno?
That's not what they say. Tell everybody what they say. Be a deer and hand me a towel.
Adult video stars Ginger Lynn, Tabitha Stevens, and Mary Carey, who also ran for California governor, will host the show. The 7 one-hour shows begin airing on January 8th. And although men are expected to watch, they need not apply. 28 women will compete for a one-year contract with a major adult video distributor, plus a cash prize of $100,000. The show promises uninhibited nudity and sizzling sexuality, including real people having real sex. Producers say the show is not just for men, but for wives and girlfriends who enjoy both reality TV and adult entertainment.
The people who make those movies, the garbage cans.
Garbage cans.
Garbage cans. Whatever happened to that porno guy? The best porno guy we ever had on the show.
Yeah.
Said that the actors and actresses in his
The actresses
were all garbage cans.
And, you know, I was thinking about him, and I was talking to Rob about this new show, Skin, that's on, and I
Skin has been canceled.
Yes, has it really?
It has been canceled.
Oh, well, you know, one of the things I was saying was when they're portraying, I forgot the name of the actor who's the pornographer on that show.
Ron Silver?
Ron Silver portrays the pornographer, and they're just making him out to be, you know, too much of a normal guy. And I was thinking, guys that are more like pornographers are that guy that we had on where they're like, they're garbage cans.
Anybody out there who, it's kind of a quest now, if you know a site where you can see this Lady Paris.
Yeah, I'd sure like to know that.
And Buzz, what, is it straight man on woman sex?
It's Paris and just this guy who's now married to Shannon Doherty, this Rick Solomon guy.
Is it oral? Is it just...
Apparently it's a lot of everything, but I think particularly intercourse and there are angles and close-ups. And
is she lactating?
I don't think so. But
no.
We'll Idris?
Just have to wait.
Just me.
Still waiting for that phone call, aren't you?
Yeah. Tomorrow we're doing the contest. What would your wife do for WWF Survivor Series? It's a trip to Dallas to go to WWE. And right now we only have one guy who's called in, and his wife is going to do the West Virginia
fire hydrant.
Right.
But there's plenty of room for other wives to come on down tomorrow.
All kinds of women have all kinds of talent.
With this trip to their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see that video. Be nice to see that video before the show.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Let us know.
That'd be terrific.
For most of this year, Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint's been offering big bucks for a video of a naked Barbara Bush at one of Yale's famous naked parties.
Barbara Bush.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm not doing as well as I thought I was. I'm having trouble. I was shot,
Yeah.
I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm a pornographer.
Oh, your nurse is here.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Nothing. I can't move.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Thank you, honey. What can you do for me?
What were you doing at the pool
today? I was floating. On my lounge.
These pictures that Larry Flint wants, are they of Barbara Bush Sr.?
No. Of the president's daughter.
Damn, wouldn't I give any money for that, right, Barbara Bush Jr.? Yeah, I'm very important.
I'm going to take off my clothes.
I can't move.
The younger.
Take off yourself. Ah, sorry, Buzz.
That's all right. The younger Barbara Bush at one of Yale's famous naked parties. But if there is such a tape of the president's daughter, the money hasn't brought it out yet. We do have this titillating tale, however.
Titillating.
The New York Post reports that Barbara Bush went running out of her dorm shower recently, grossed out,
believing that a couple was having sex with a vibrator in the neighboring shower stall.
Now, again, is this the Barbara Bush that I'm hot for, the one that was the other president's mother?
The president's daughter.
This is the current president's daughter.
It's not
the lady with the pearls, if that's the question you're asking.
The white-haired lady?
No.
She's George W.'s mother, and she's the wife of the other George Bush. It's not that Barbara Bush.
Oh,
forget it then.
You don't want to see the young Barbara Bush.
Be a dear, subscribe to Hustler.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
That's all I can do. Go ahead.
So supposedly the young Barbara went running out of the shower, grossed out about she thought this couple was having sex in the shower stall next to hers, and she believed she heard a vibrator. When confronted later, the guy from that neighboring stall reportedly said, "No, we weren't having sex, and that wasn't a vibrator. She was just shaving me."
Even better, it was my Barbara Bush.
Welcome to Yale.
This may be real or fake. It's a guy for the contest tomorrow. Kyle.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing, guys?
Are you on the level now, my friend?
Absolutely.
All right.
My wife's name is Lisa. Please!
He got us again.
He gets through all the time.
What was the alleged stunt that he was going to pull?
His wife would make things disappear.
Oh.
But see, the thing is, we got his name and his number from caller ID. But
he doesn't care about that. No.
We don't care either. You know, sometime before we quit this dog and pony show, we really got to put together a CD.
Yeah. Right.
Of all the things that people say that you can't hear, because what that guy says is not insulting.
Right.
We laugh at it.
We do every time.
We can't air it.
Right.
Because what he does...
And people would laugh at how unfazed we are by that.
Hysterically. He calls and he asks to eat either my or Mike's, in this case it was mine, my genital area. However, he thinks that I have female genitals.
Right. And that moment in the movie where they both kind of turn into demons.
Yeah.
That's what it would look like if you troweled off that makeup they have on.
CBS, the cowardly broadcasting system.
Mm-hmm. A source close to Martha Stewart says she used that very word, steamed. And the source says Martha's mad about the double standard she sees at work here. The source says Martha sees it as a bias against powerful women.
Yeah, she's not deluded. A United States president and Martha Stewart.
Give me a break. The source also says Martha feels the TV movie about her turned her, quote, into a cartoon character.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there's an idea. On the same day that CBS pulled its Reagan movie for being unbalanced, NBC was bragging about just how oh-so-accurate its movie is about Jessica Lynch.
Cynic alert. Does anybody think that maybe... Would there be a chance that CBS is trying to prop up Showtime with this?
No.
Could this be...
It won't help. Here's the deal. Seriously, when they go into these rating sweeps...
Right.
They got one shot, 30 days, to make advertisers think that people watch their stations all the time.
Right.
This Reagan show for CBS...
Was it.
This was the Wad.
That was their Hitler.
This is it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the Hitler show.
Right, yeah.
And got flack for it, but said, we're running a show about Hitler. They got a show about Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
They got some dummies like Bill O'Reilly calling him up, and they say, oh, this is a little too controversial.
What's amazing about this is that so many of the protesters of this movie never saw it.
Right.
And CBS caved into the pressure from people that haven't seen the movie.
And not only did they cave, what they've done in essence is given up any chance they have to win the sweep.
Michael Jackson is now their Hitler.
Yeah, well, wow. He's been Hitler for a lot of us.
I'll be watching Showtime, though.
Right.
But do you think there's a chance that this is just an out because the movie is so bad?
No, because here's the thing. Even if it was so bad... By the time people kept talking about it, would they run it, wouldn't they run it, is it good, isn't it good, it would have gotten a humongous rating.
If I'm the president of CBS, if I'm Leslie, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to be a deer and put that thing back on TV.
Because
you'd get a huge rating.
If I was the head of CBS, I would say, you know, this movie may have inaccuracies in it, this movie may be bad, but we think it's entertaining, and just put it on anyway.
Right. Well, Buzz, you know, the difference there...
Yeah.
Check your pants.
Right.
You got a set of balls.
There you go.
I just don't see now how they couldn't make that move, because really it's a bottom line issue. We've been talking about that a lot lately. And the bottom line is, if they put that thing back on CBS now, it would be an astronomical rating.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's simply... Anybody want to bet? It ain't going to happen.
No,
they're not
going to
run it on regular CPM.
Well, they've already taken the crap for it, right. So I don't think it's going to happen. But they've taken it either way, for both putting it on and for yanking it off the air. Now they're taking heat for that. Anyway, so NBC's bragging about its Jessica Lynch movie and how accurate that is. Jessica's the American soldier who was for a while held captive by Saddam Hussein's forces in Iraq.
Oh, it's Jessica Lynch?
Jessica Lynch.
I thought it was Jessica Simpson.
No.
No.
Oh, well, now what's the fun in that?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. She's the one that's got the boobs.
Right.
The TV movie Saving Jessica Lynch airs Sunday, but accurate is not always interesting. As you know, when NBC first pounced on this story, the story was that Jessica was wounded in a daring nighttime rescue. It was later learned that there was no battle and that she was injured when her vehicle crashed. Time magazine calls the movie dull. Entertainment Weekly says it's bland.
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 That's why you need Jessica Simpson.
Right.
Jessica Simpson is Jessica... Lynch.
Jessica, I like that right there.
That is a movie.
And what about Jessica Tandy?
Oh, well, you'd have to get a shovel.
Get a couple for that.
That's a sale.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Hey. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Oh, God.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, cue the teletype because, and now, from the Monkey News Network, monkeys in the news.
Yeah, I do love this on the Buzz News Show, monkeys in the news.
Good. We told you before about how wild monkeys are terrorizing the people of New Delhi. Well, since we told you that, things have actually gotten worse.
Oh, no.
Lately, the monkeys have bitten, robbed, and ransacked. They've torn down power lines. They screech at people. They bang on office windows.
No. Is Mickey Dolenz involved, or is it just Peter Tork?
No, these are our actual animals.
Real monkeys, Don.
Yeah. Not the group.
Don't make light of this. This is horrible monkey news.
No, that's right, Mike. It's gotten so bad, the Supreme Court of India has stepped in. The Supreme Court.
They're terrorizing our people.
Answering a lawsuit filed by citizens demanding protection from the monkeys. Efforts to end the reign of terror have not succeeded. Loudspeakers wouldn't chase them away.
Throw some of our ink on them.
That's right, our India ink. neighboring governments don't want the monkeys in their backyards. Don't feed the monkeys signs haven't helped, especially since Hindus believe that monkeys are holy.
Holy like cows.
The Hindus have been bringing bananas to town, and that's not helping either.
Sacred monkey, crazy Hindus.
Yeah. Just when we'd gotten used to the showbiz career of Elvis's daughter, along comes his granddaughter. Riley Keough is the daughter of Lisa Marie and her first husband, singer-songwriter Danny Keough. Riley is now 14 years old and a model.
And here is from, I think it's E! Entertainment Television.
Yes.
Here she is. Listen to her now.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it.
It's amazing.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. We'll give it up.
Please forgive us.
You know, please forgive us.
Okay, but now seriously, you've heard Lisa Marie and her voice. We've goofed on her voice.
We have.
Thank you very much.
Right.
She kind of says, listen to the tape of Lisa Marie's daughter and tell me if you don't, you know, not this stuff.
No.
Not that. But tell me if you don't think this sounds like Elvis. What's her name again?
Riley?
Riley Keough.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
I knew it.
This is Max Boy Jr., Jeff Ray Modine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
I knew that was coming.
But in the future, if you know it,
right,
say it, because I'll play it anyway.
Okay.
I promise I'll play it.
So I'll just, before you play it, I'll go, Max Bear.
Yeah, and then I'll say, all right, you got it.
All right, that's a good challenge. I like that.
And Riley sounds completely different than Elvis.
Riley does look, however, a lot like her mother, but with softer features and has reportedly plenty of modeling offers on the table. Although she now works for a New York modeling agency, word is her parents won't let her leave Los Angeles at such a tender age.
Oh, Riley.
Riley. Hey, the life of Riley. How you doing? Hey, Jack.
Movie executive Harvey Weinstein has forgiven Greg Easterbrook, but movie executive Michael Eisner has not.
Hi.
Easterbrook wrote in his magazine, The New Republic.
Oh, did you give me those names one more time, Bob?
That's movie executive Harvey Weinstein.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's forgiven this Greg Easterbrook guy.
Yeah.
But movie executive Michael Eisner
stop right there.
Has not.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Anyway.
Easterbrook wrote in his magazine, The New Republic, that he doesn't like the new Tarantino flick, Kill Bill. He wrote, and we quote, "Jewish executives worship money above all else, promoting for profit the adulation of violence." Easterbrook still hates Kill Bill, but he later apologized for the remark about Jewish executives. Miramax honcho Harvey Weinstein forgave him after a brief lecture.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew, Smith.
Smith here over, Mr. Eisner.
Smith, it's Eisner. I have a brand new idea for you. I want to get this script as soon as you can get it to me.
Smith, ready, sir.
We're going to do a movie about the monkeys that are terrorizing India. And it'll be animated. Get right on it, Smith.
Mr. Eisner?
Yes.
I'm watching you on the closed-circuit television, sir.
Oh, Smith. You know how I feel about you. Smith.
Smith, you're over.
Come up to my office immediately. I'm going to try on my turtle skin suit.
Sir, I'll make sure all the monkeys are Gentile.
Thank you very much, Smith. And say hi to Michael Hoffman for me.
Sir?
Yes.
I want you, sir.
Smith, this is not a secure line. Come up to my office and wear your boxers. I love you, Smith.
I love you, sir. And, sir, in Tomorrowland, there's a retarded woman with Mary who only has one leg, and she's fallen off the ride, sir. Need advisement. Over.
Weight her leg, her good leg, weight it down, and take her on the jungle cruise. Throw her into the water right near the fake elephant.
Smith here, sir.
Thank you, Smith.
May I touch the mouse tail?
Yes. Come up, Smith. Be a deer and touch the mouse tail. Tail. Sorry.
Hey, sir.
Yes, Smith.
Can we play that game? You know, the one where the punchline is effing goofy?
Absolutely. Yes. Come on now. Bring the oil.
Smith out.
Eisner out.
Smith and Eisner.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Weinstein had to say to this Easterbrook guy. He said, quoting Weinstein, I would never say a Christian writer is lacking in knowledge and is only out to provoke controversy, but Disney chief Michael Eisner has not forgiven or even acknowledged the apology.
This is Michael Hoffman, okay. And you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Yeah. Yeah. Courtney Love, still fighting for custody of her 11-year-old daughter.
Nice hole!
Yeah!
Nice!
Courtney says she is not an addict. It's a tough argument to make since Courtney was recently arrested after breaking into a house on charges of being under the influence of and in possession of Vicodin and OxyContin.
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a Hummer.
Not an easy argument to make because later that evening she was treated for an overdose.
She must have some cabbage. Cabbage, the little blues. Cabbage, Wilma. Wilma, the blues are the cabbage.
Wonder how he's doing in rehab.
I was reading. He has only 7 days left.
Wow. Really? And then he'll be back and a-holy as ever.
Back L. Rush Limbaugh.
And if incidentally, if I was Rush Limbaugh, I wouldn't be talking because I would have killed myself like 15 years ago. But if I was Rush Limbaugh, I would be mad at his the company that runs it. He's a Clear Channel guy.
Right.
You see, you're either a Clear Channel guy or Infinity guy. You're a CBS guy or you work for the other company.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. And on a bunch of Clear Channel radio stations, he's the company that owns his show and syndicates his show. They had a guy who sounds like him on a bunch of their radio stations doing promotions like, this week I'm on Hot 98. It's a Rush Limbaugh Baby Blue weekend.
Really?
Win cabbage.
So he's mad about that?
Wow. Well, that's what I've heard, is that he's pissed at his company that, like, in markets from, you know, Saginaw, Michigan,
right,
to big markets like Miami.
They're messing with him and having an impersonator?
Yeah, and the impersonator is a guy who works in the company.
Oh, no.
And does a wicked impression of him.
That's not good.
It's like, listen. So you got, like, a top 40 station, like, 96X, don't forget to listen for Rush Limbaugh to tell you to call in and win some cabbage this weekend.
Like kind of a goofy thing that they're doing?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it also doesn't help Courtney's argument that she's not an addict because she's recently admitted to using heroin in the past. But she says that's all behind her now, telling Us Weekly, I want to make one thing clear. I do not take narcotics. I have taken prescription pills and went to rehab once. I take Xanax that's prescribed to me, but practically everybody does that.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
How long do you think she's been chasing the dragon?
Oh, a very long time.
I love that expression.
You mean
chasing the dragon?
Puff, the magical dragon?
No, that's what they say about heroin, man.
Chasing the Dragon. Haven't you ever heard that?
I've never heard that, Mike.
She's chasing the dragon, man.
My only knowledge of this heroine you speak of is something that I saw Jack Bauer do last night.
Yes. Yeah.
So be a deer and watch 24. You'll see him doing it as well.
I will.
In sports, where does the diehard sports fan turn for sports news? Why, to New York Post gossip columnist Cindy Adams, of course.
Oh, my God, Buzz, am I glad you had the... you know, speaking of Snyder,
yes.
As we've been doing, is this what you got, the story?
Yes,
I'm hoping,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
This made the New York newspaper.
Okay. Now. This morning, Cindy reported that Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder is fed up with coach Steve Spurrier and unhappy with Spurrier's decisions. She goes on to say that Snyder's in the market for a new coach and has already even made an offer to one candidate.
Hmm. People wonder why everybody hates that dude.
How did she find that?
Don't forget the boycott is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. She was in the
not
locker room.
What is it?
It's not a boycott.
What is it, Rob?
It's
what?
A snubbing.
The snubbing, right. If you have tickets that you've already paid for, because that's the way it works, don't go. We're trying to send a message to Snyder with at least 10%
right.
Attendance down this week. So if the stadium holds 80,000 people, there should only be 72,000 there this week. Then we all win.
Right. I'm still amazed that Cindy Adams got that story. Whatever she got it from her brother.
Her brother?
Robert.
Throw me under the bus.
Oh.
Don't throw me under the bus.
See, that was Mike.
That was
Mike.
I wouldn't have known.
That was Mike. That was Mike.
I didn't
say
anything.
Mike. Come on. Oh, if this is him on line four right now, you're dead.
I'm dead.
Hello, is this Robert Mailman?
No.
You're not dead, Mike.
Thank God.
Ooh. All right.
Dodge the bullet.
Were you calling me something important? Because Buzz has got to wind it up here.
Yes, I was calling something important. I just wanted to go. I'm calling from Canada. You guys are my American buddies. I love you to death. And I've gone through some tragedy.
Oh. He said Canada.
Yeah. Not to say Canada. And I just want to say my grandmother passed away a couple of weeks ago, and she was caramelized. And
caramelized.
And you can get those caramels at Yankin.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I've never heard of starting the new year with sauerkraut. I've heard there was good luck in having beans on New Year's Day. They're also good for you. High in fiber and protein, low in fat.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, pardon the pun, music to the ears of the guys in North Dakota and Minnesota who grow a lot of beans. In fact, they've just launched a new ad campaign to get more of us to eat more beans more often. The campaign is called The Beaning of America. Mm. It'll show up on billboards, bus stops, and benches. You'll see it on the sides of trucks. The slogans in this new bean campaign include, toot if you like beans, and, hey, who cut the cholesterol?
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah. No. No, that is my door. We're out here. We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Guys, don't forget, you gotta get your wife down here. For the What Would Your Wife Do contest.
Get cracking.
For WWE Survivor Series in Dallas. That's tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, would you be a deer?
Not love.
PM, Eater Snyder.
We'll meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.